Murphy and Anthony, serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Break it down.
Please wow.
If you love seeing boobs.
Please wow.
Love it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody can run around the street with their clothes off.
Rip them out Wednesday.
A brilliant idea.
There's the cure for cancer.
You're ignorant.
Yes.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Is this Joe?
Yes, this is Joe.
Joe.
Who am I talking to, Opie or Anthony?
Both of
actually,
us.
Yeah.
What, do you guys talk from the same neck?
Pretty much there.
Connected like Siamese twins.
So, Mr. Pesci, I got your CD in front of me.
How do you like it? Looks great anyway.
It looks good.
I saw the commercials for it this morning. I'm laying in bed. I see commercials for this thing. I'm like, what the hell is this? What is Joe Pesci doing?
Well,
what's this all about?
Well, I just, you know, Tommy Mottola and I from Sony decided, we talked a long time ago about doing this. We thought it might be fun to hear a guy from the neighborhood sing all different type of songs, you know? So I did it as Cousin Vinny and did it with a Brooklyn accent so we could have some fun with it. And we did little parodies on some songs that people know, you know.
Would you guys shake down some drug dealers for this cast and put this together?
God. I don't know.
You and Mottola?
I don't know what to think of this, to be honest with you.
Well, you have to play it and listen to it. What do you mean you don't know?
All right, we could do that. What song do you suggest we play?
Well, I think your Cousin Vinny would be good.
Excuse Opie, Joe. He's not a, you know, paisan.
No.
Uh-oh.
He might not understand.
You'd be shoving me in the back of a car, I think.
Well, you can play Wise Guy, too, the rap thing, if you like it.
And we'd like to... Joe Pesci rapping?
That's it. I wrote a thing called Wise Guy.
Can you do a little rap for us on the phone?
No, I could. You don't know how hard that is. Those guys are really good. I didn't know how hard that was.
Yeah, a little white Italian guy can't rap like a black guy.
No, I did it as a white guy.
All right, wait. I got to hear Joe Pesci rapping. This is Wise Guy off Joe Pesci's new CD. Check it out.
It's a bitches that'll get you. It's a bitches that'll get you. It's a bitches that'll get you. Hey, fade out my ass. Treat all my bras like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk with class, you don't have to ask. Getting everything by flashing cash. Fighting and stealing, don't kill without feeling. So I went in casino before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Supermodels, one on each arm. One chick's brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks in mind. So I f***ed them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe.
So do you expect to sell any of these things?
What do you mean do I expect to sell any? What do you think I'm going to do, pay for my house with them? Or tile my bathroom because of the little plastic squares?
He's going to whack you, Opie.
Listen, you're going to like it. You'll have some fun with it.
Well, yeah. Can I use it, like, for a beer coaster, maybe?
I don't know. I think you should try to play it first.
Okay. He's getting mad. I'm trying to get you mad. I want to hear the Pesci that we all know and love.
He's going to curse.
Do you have your bleeper in your hand?
Yeah, I do. Go for it.
No, I don't want to do that. Come on.
I'm the fastest bleeper in the world, actually.
Get the f*** out of here.
There's one. I hit it. I hit it in time.
I hope so.
Come on, challenge me.
No,
go ahead.
That's it.
Come on, I'll give you another plug for the CD.
No, that's it. You play it. That'll be enough of a plug. Hey, thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Take it easy, Joe.
Bye.
There's a car with a wow next to me.
Whip out your cans. Pull out your fun bag.
What are you waiting for? Do it.
Do it now.
I'm wowing.
You look fabulous.
Opie and Anthony.
We love seeing boobs.
Well, duh.
Let's go while we're young.
Yeah.
are here. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Boss is following us down the hall, begging us to sign our contracts.
Jesus, could you just sign it before the show?
Like, no.
Not until you cough up the Rush Limbaugh money.
That's right.
Where's the Rush Limbaugh money?
It's starting to sink in that we got a bad deal.
Yeah, we haven't signed it yet, so screw it. All right, this could be our last show.
That was pretty funny, though. He's following us down the hall with a pen.
I know. Like, guys, can you do it, like, during a break?
We agreed to stay here 2 months ago. It's not our fault it took 2 months for the lawyers to figure out our contract.
The wording. Oh, my God.
He was sweating profusely as he's following us with a pen.
I swear to God, we haven't had a chance to sit down and discuss anything today.
Yeah. So here we are. It's, Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Chasing us with the Ken Stevens pen.
What happened? What? What's going on? What? Oh.
Ben's flipping out. Ben's flipping out.
I thought you were pulling a spasm. Remember the day you guys didn't show up?
Yes.
And then Jeremy comes in and goes, oh, yeah, the contract just got all messed up. So I didn't know if he was kidding or not. And so then I didn't know what to do. So I just,
Ken needs us to sign bad. I guess they have us getting screwed tomorrow, and they want us locked in.
We're the stupid ones for not signing. No one else. We'll just screw it up.
I know.
Oh. So I guess we'll sign tomorrow officially?
I guess so.
He
wants us signing today.
He wants us signing right now.
Yeah.
He was sweating with the big Ken Stevens pen.
The big Ken Stevens pen.
Mr. Spacely and his pen.
Jetson, sign this contract, Jetson.
So.
All right, Mr. Spacely.
Hey, it's Fake Fred. Know what's really weird, though?
Yeah.
He goes, no, I got time now. Sign it now. I'm like, we have a show.
Oh, that
we're
thing.
On the air. Well, that's why we're signing the contract, so we can continue doing radio shows, right?
Oh, is that what it's all about?
All right, Anthony. Hey, Whip 'em Out Wednesday is here once again.
How you doing?
Want to say hi to everybody. We have to explain Whip 'em Out Wednesday every Wednesday for the new cities.
Listen to the collective, from like New York and Philly.
And Philly. They're on board now. Whip 'em Out Wednesday, it has to be said, Anthony, the greatest radio promotion ever, ever, ever.
Well, yes.
Because there's so many winners.
Everyone's a winner.
I mean, we could explain the whole bumper sticker thing that other radio stations do.
Yeah, well, you put a bumper sticker, and if the van from the station, the van driver sees it.
Just happens to be behind you.
Oh, yeah. And he pulls you over. You win maybe tickets and a chance to put your name in a drawing to win a good prize.
After you yell and scream at the van driver for pulling you over because you're late for something.
Right.
He hands you, like, tickets to see, I don't know, Journey with the Fake Singer.
Ah,
gee, thanks. Thanks for throwing me a bone.
But with Whip 'em Out Wednesday, every woman on the street is a potential prize giver.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So you have the wow on your vehicle somewhere. Girl sees it. If she feels so inclined, she pulls up next to you and shows you those fabulous boobs.
That's right.
Breasts, fun bags, whatever you want to call them.
So a lot of the radio stations that we're on are making their own Whip 'em Out Wednesday stickers. But in the meantime, we like the grassroots effort. We love the people that just write wow in the back of their car, whether it's in masking tape or you write it in the dirt that's on your car. And then just drive around, and hopefully a lady will flash you.
That's what Whip 'em Out Wednesday's about.
And it takes time. In the new cities, it's going to take a little time, but don't be surprised if it does happen to you, okay?
Yeah.
Two rules, and it works like a charm. It's worked like this for the last 7 years that we have done this, or seven seasons, or whatever we're up to now. Please do not harass the ladies.
No.
And please do not follow the ladies. No. There are plenty of ladies out there that will do this because they want to. Don't force any lady to do it, okay?
Yeah.
And that's all we ask from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, everyone in New York and Philadelphia are very cool with that.
Right.
All right?
Enjoy.
Phone numbers for New York, 877-692-1027. For everyone else listening to us, you want to get a hold of the show, 866-277-4-WOW.
Oh, we only got a few minutes left to get people laughing. Because it's only 20 minutes. We only got 20 minutes to get people laughing. As per... the man behind the picture, the scene.
No, he's the brains of the operation.
Behind the operation, Rick Delgado, the producer, the head producer of the Opie and Anthony show. If you saw the Fox News report here in New York last night. Here he comes. Everyone just bow. The head producer is here.
The brains, I believe they said.
Rick, what is this now? We got, 22 minutes left?
12 minutes.
12 minutes left. for the people to start laughing, or else what? They what?
It's not their radio station.
Then turn the station.
It's not. What is it, Rick?
You win a toaster.
Rick, what was the quote?
What was the quote, Rick? What was the blatant contradiction of what I said in just the scene right before that?
Oh, Anthony, I believe I have it right here.
Oh, do you?
When you say Opie and Anthony show, everybody thinks sex, sex, sex. No. Listen to the show, and if you're not laughing within the first 20 minutes, then maybe you've got the wrong station.
Oh! Stupid hooker.
The best part of that clip I was watching... Thanks to the Yankees and the Phillies for effing us over last night. Holy S.
Well, at least the Yankees won.
Did you get the feeling that it was going to be one of those games that lasted till 3 in the morning?
I know, yeah. I was starting to get that.
I broke stuff in my living room because the Phillies couldn't score.
Phillies couldn't get anything going, man.
Here I am rooting for the Phillies. No offense to everyone in Philadelphia.
No wonder they didn't score.
I was rooting for the Phillies because I wanted the game to be over so they could go right to our feature on the 10 o'clock news on Fox.
No wonder they didn't win the game last night. Opie was rooting for them.
So I picked up a throw pillow when they didn't score. What inning was that, the 10th or the 11th when they had first and second no outs? Picked up a throw pillow. From my living room and just took out a whole display in the living room.
You didn't throw your blankie?
No. No, someone was a little pissed off. I kind of broke some stuff. But I want to see what they were going to do with the Fox piece, you know?
You got the wrong station.
Jim Norton in the studio.
Norton. Holy smoke. There's Fox. You know, give it up for Fox. They showed a girl squatting right on Norton.
Yeah. We did not see your face on Fox.
No.
As you shouldn't have.
Here's audio from Norton.
I'm going to guess cabbage.
Got to give Fox a lot of credit. They're showing fat chicks all pixelated.
Barely pixelated.
Yeah.
Just somebody on the message board was saying that. Oh, my God. Fox rules. Big fat tees on the channel. Big fat tees.
Wait.
Rick, I got
Rob
it.
Cramden was smoother on the $64,000.
Hamna.
Ed Norton.
10 minutes left. Start laughing.
I think we've had a couple chuckles. It's not a full laugh yet, but we'll get there. So I'm watching Rick last night. Rick, I got to give you a little S. I'm watching. And your response was good. Like, salespeople would love your response about how the show is not all about sex, sex, sex. So I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is great. This is such a great soundbite. And then halfway through it, I start, like, that uncomfortable sweat because I'm like, oh, no, he doesn't know how to end this.
Oh, no, he got that point out, but they haven't cut away yet. Oh, no.
Now he's looking up at the ceiling trying to figure out what to say next.
What's he going to say now?
This is really uncomfortable. I hope he pulls this one out of his A. Listen, you can even hear it on the audio. Listen, it starts off great, and then it's like,
When you say Opie and Anthony show, everybody thinks sex, sex, sex. No. Listen to the show, and if you're not laughing within the first 20 minutes, then maybe you've got the wrong station.
Shut up, dummy.
Everybody goes, I don't know.
Shut up, dummy.
That's the best I can come up with right now.
I don't know. Then it's the wrong station.
You're not laughing in the first 20 minutes, well, then by golly, give it 20 more.
And this is right on the heels of me going, the show is like a soap opera, you know? There's a few characters. Oh, you got that clip?
Yeah, this is what's so funny about the piece last night. Yes, Rick's quote came right after this quote from Anthony.
It's a show you can't just tune in on day one and really get a hang of it. It's like a soap opera. You know, after a week, you're like, all right, I know what's going on now. I kind of got a gist of it. And it kind of sucks you in.
All right, so
I'm saying soap opera. It takes a little while to get a running start going, kind of identify with some of the people here on the show. Right. And that's what I was saying. And then right after that...
When you say Opie and Anthony show, everybody thinks sex, sex, sex. No. Listen to the show, and if you're not laughing within the first 20 minutes...
20 minutes!
Then
maybe.
Oh, maybe.
When you say Opie and Anthony show, everybody thinks sex, sex, sex. No.
I messed up.
Listen to the show, and if you're not laughing within the first 20 minutes...
Then what, Rick?
Then...
What?
Maybe you've got the wrong thing.
So
totally contradicting each other.
Totally contradicting me.
We're a bunch of morons.
Black and white, that contradiction.
We don't know what we want to tell New York.
Lizzie Grubman should have backed into you for saying that.
Last 20 minutes, then, isn't it?
And pretty much lowering the bar and saying, look, you know, especially for the new cities, it takes time. You need to, hang with the show for a couple of weeks.
A couple of inside jokes that you got to get to know the personality of the people to really appreciate the show at its fullest. But 20 minutes a week, whatever, somewhere in there. Let's leave it open. 20 minutes or like 2 years. Just something.
Oh, my God. Now, I see about 10 Ope clips here.
You had most of the...
No, I didn't. I want to thank Anthony for helping me with this interview for once.
Oh, for once. I'm usually the quiet one. Did I say Mary-Kate and Ashley are hot?
Anthony, you held your own.
Yeah, great.
All right.
It's really cool, I got to admit.
What is that?
About being recognized.
What is that? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we could play the whole piece there. And then, like, goof on it and stuff. That could be fun, right?
That's so funny, though.
Oh, and the listeners just want us.
Then, they're chomping at the bit to rip Rick apart. Then,
someone says we're going to have to, Ernio says, forget, this is legal, isn't it? Rick's new catchphrase, then maybe you got the wrong thing.
I was so proud, too, because it's like, yeah, man, that's a great soundbite, you know?
I came out of the box.
Oh, yeah.
You start off great.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, I know what I wanted to say was the word retard, and you can't say that on TV.
You can say you're a retard. Sure you can.
But then you're
You know what was really funny is that Opie and I, we did the interview, so we knew what we were going to say. I mean, we remembered doing it, and they'd show a clip, and we're like, okay, I remember saying this. Your clip, we never saw. We weren't in there when you were doing it. So we had no clue what they asked you or what you said. So when you pop up on the screen, I'm like
Oh, no.
Oh, what's he going to say?
And this is the Beaver Cleaver house. Looks like a regular house in the front, but that's a facade. A facade, of course, means false front. As we go along here, the rest of the Universal Studio tours, my name's Mad Max, and I'll be your guide here at Universal Studios, and I'll throw something at Anthony.
Ow. You dick.
5 minutes.
You could have just went back. They could have retaped it. It's not 1907 where it's all live. I mean, they could have just
They could have cut away when he was thinking. But they decided that
I'll let him hang out there.
That uncomfortable pause was a lot of fun to check out, so they kept it in there.
Not laughing after 20 minutes,
then I don't know.
Then that thing, then, that you do when you're not laughing.
Then I guess you're not going to laugh.
You're not laughing after 20 minutes. Maybe your mother should die of cancer.
Oh, hey, Rich, what's going on?
Hey, Ope, I hate to get off the Rick bashing, but...
trust me, you can bash me all you want.
Actually,
a bunch of people are writing me going, hey, man, how high were you? Because I was really low-key.
Well, no, not to bash. I have to pay homage to you. Yeah. We thought we were wild men in high school when we used to... like take a bite out of a glass beer mug, mm-hmm. chew it up and swallow it, mm-hmm. and it was even the occasional wild man that would take a rat pellet that we'd find in my buddy's basement and swallow it. But you madman, when you would take a piece of ABC gum from under a desk and put it in your mouth, you are the king. I bow to you.
You know, I don't know what happened.
What the hell was that all about?
I don't know. I was sitting there. I'm like, know what it was? I'll tell you what it was.
Yeah.
Because Anthony and I have been very fortunate to do a lot of interviews lately. Uh-huh. And like Anthony said to Joel Stein from Time a couple days ago, that these guys all ask us the same questions over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there like, you know, who do you used to listen to growing up, and how did Aunt and you meet? And can you tell us about, the time you told Boston the mayor died? The same questions over and over again. And I'm sitting there, I got to just give him something stupid and
different. They set you up, see?
And I'm like, when I was in high school, I used to take used gum from the bottom of the desk and put it in my mouth for lunch money to make people laugh.
You know, the best spontaneity is well rehearsed. You guys should know that by now. Yeah. And speaking of Stein, Anthony, I mean, maybe he wasn't too far off. You know, I have to admit, every now and again, you'd give that answer, that serious, solid answer, and I felt like Commander Pike in Star Trek. You'd be like, boop. You'd hear that zone out in the head. What? You got to stay with the humor, man, and the impressions. I hate to say it. I know you're bumming.
You know something.
But you are brilliant when you are just riffing like a lunatic.
You know something, though? You can't be like, what are you going to get the wacky interview where you're loud and obnoxious and, hey, everybody.
No, we just...
Hey, we're doing an interview, but I can't be a normal human. We got to be like we are on the air. They're asking us questions. We're answering them.
We were just two regular guys they interviewed. We were very low-key. We didn't have to put sunglasses on because we're on TV.
And they didn't
we
put hanging. And they didn't use a lot of stuff. So, you know, that's what they do.
And now you guys can goof on us for how stupid we look.
What's okay.
Fair enough. Well, hey, go back to bashing, Rick. I'm sorry I broke that up.
No, you did well, Rick.
See you.
Yeah.
Where's the latest wave, Ope?
Surfer Opie.
Yeah,
wow.
What?
Ben giving Ope some abuse.
Did you see his hair? He looked like a surfer.
Sandy goes, your hair looked a little poofy. I mean, I'm like, I didn't even comb it, man. What do you want? We're having fun. Carolyn.
Hey.
Or is it Caroline?
It's Caroline, Brian.
It's Caroline, Brian.
Am I speaking with Greg Opie Hugis?
Yeah, they spelled your name wrong.
They spelled it wrong.
You know what, though? I was on opieanthony.com. I can't believe there's so many people out there that know how to spell my last name. I didn't think anyone really cared.
Yeah, they spelled it H-U-G-E-S.
Yeah,
Hudges.
Yeah, Hudges. Or like plural for huge, I guess.
Yes.
And nice necklace, Deke.
Wow.
Keith's mom checking in. Keith's mom, what's up?
Hey, I want to congratulate you. You were actually on the air more than 2 minutes. And Anthony, you even looked handsome.
Oh, gee, thanks.
But Opie, you look more like Opie than Ron Howard.
What?
Get a haircut.
Yeah, that's what Hope from Jersey wrote, too.
All right.
Whatever.
Bye, Dix.
Dix. She goes, Hope, get a haircut. You look better with short hair. Whatever, Hope.
Oh,
God. What?
Whatever.
Jason from Jersey, did you drive to the interview with the top down on the cabriolet? Mike, what's up?
Hey, okay, what's up, man?
Hey.
The best part is when you see you two sitting there talking all eloquently.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they cut to a clip of two fat pigs. And in the background, you're Opie, hey, guess who's not wearing underwear?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of entertainment value in that interview last night.
Oh, man, it was wonderful.
Cool. Thanks, Mike.
See you later.
Bye. My God. Tony, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Good stuff, man. Norton, you made my effing night.
Oh,
watching
thanks.
That clip, me and my mom stayed up late. Uh-huh. She's like, oh, that poor man. What are they doing to him?
Yeah, you were getting... He loved it. You were getting smothered by a
you know,
big
come,
old A.
Dude, my comeback to that, I go, man, that guy's happier than a pig in S right now.
Yeah. Of course.
And pretty
good
much
stuff,
that's exactly
man,
what it was.
Faggot.
All right, Tony, thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Lewis. Lewis!
Yeah, great interview, guys. Great interview. We got to get back to the Rick bashing. It's not in the amusement park, boss. Sounded like a freaking Warner word. Brothers cartoon.
Nice try, Lewis.
Bye.
Stick to your spaz stuff.
Lewis said he wasn't going to listen anymore because we haven't been funny, and it's been 20 minutes already.
When you say Opie and Anthony show, everybody thinks sex, sex, sex. No. Listen to the show, and if you're not laughing within the first 20 minutes... Then
what?
Maybe you've got the wrong
then
station.
Then
I
what?
You're such a dick. Oh, my God.
Dan, what's up?
Yeah, I want to ask Opie, what was up with his fingers? He was, like, framing his junk with his fingers there.
Who noticed that?
Why are you looking at my junk?
Why are you looking at his junk?
Because the camera was pointed at it, and you made a big circle around your junk while that lady was talking to you.
Really?
You got to look at it.
Oh, my God, I didn't even notice that. All right, Dan, thank you.
Okay.
Bye. All right, we're going to have a lot of fun today. All right, we'll play the Rick clip.
Oh, Ben, cut it out.
Mike checking in from Jersey. Hey, guys, did you guys watch Saturday Night Fever to learn how to strut down the hallway at the top of the video clip? Saturday Night Fever. We should have paint cans in our hands.
That was the setup shot.
Did you watch Saturday Night Fever?
That we joked about when they did it. Like, oh, we just had to do the stupidest thing.
They're like, okay, we'll be at the end of the hall. You guys just walk into the studio.
And make believe we're not here.
The strut.
You've got a big, huge camera in our faces.
Oh.
Oh. God, hit that.
I'm walking in. Yeah. Here we are, walking through the studio door, strutting. I got my paint can in my hand. Look, Opie's eating two slices of pizza put together like a sandwich.
When you say Opie and Anthony Show, everybody thinks sex, sex, sex. No. Listen to the show, and if you're not laughing within the first 20 minutes, then
shut up, Demi. Shut
maybe
up, Demi.
You've got the wrong station. I don't
shut
know.
Up, Demi.
Hey, Opie, you dancing tonight?
Yeah.
Chris, what's going on?
She likes to taste the communion wafers, Father.
Hey.
Hey, Rick, it's been 24 minutes. I'm not laughing.
You haven't laughed at Rick yet?
No, not at all.
Come on.
No, I thought he was going to say, well, then change the channel.
I know.
That's what I thought he was going to say, though, when he was, like, pausing.
Yeah. We just contradicted ourselves. It was fun.
Hey, and you really want to be a caddy, huh, Opie?
That's the only other
thing. Winning that caddy tournament, that's important.
All right. There's a lot of inside lines now. What we're going to have to do is play, you know, the piece from last night.
I guess so.
Yes, Jim Norton?
Listen to this song for 20 minutes, and if you don't find a cocaine overdose, maybe you've got the wrong BG.
Strutting into the studio. I thought they should slow-mo it so it looks like a scene from Reservoir Dogs.
That would have been cool.
Just slow-mo that walk.
They could have made us look cool.
Props to Fox, though. They did a good job.
Yeah.
They reported. That's what you do. Come in, hang out, and report.
Didn't try to find something that wasn't going on there to bash us with or anything. Although they promoed the hell out of it, and it made it seem like it was going to be a Stern O&A battle piece or something.
But no.
Whatever. We could get into it when we play the piece, but we said a lot about Howard.
Some good stuff, too.
But, of course, you know, they're not interested in that ever.
Yeah. God, that's funny. Friggin' Rick, man.
Just go to break.
All right.
Just go to break.
We'll play the audio from the news piece in a few minutes, and there's a lot of good stuff in there. Yes, Rick?
I just got to give a beer from the Opie Anthony message board. Big props. You win the toaster.
When he goes, yeah. Because if you're not laughing in the first 20 minutes, you
win a toaster.
Win a toaster. That's what he wrote. Good. Rick should have said that. You win a toaster.
That's what happens. All right. Anthony, it's Whip 'em Out Wednesday. We'll be back with the news clip. But it's a lot of fun to check out. Yeah. The video, the whole piece is up on foundrymusic.com.
Yeah, in three pieces.
F-O-U-N-D-R-Y music.com. Foundrymusic.com. But as we go to break, Matt Lauer discusses Whip 'em Out Wednesday on Jay Leno.
How about the woman that took her shirt off in the line?
Now, which I hear you've had a little fun
with. We had a lot of fun with it. Did that shock you?
You know what it was? We were outside, and if you've seen the 8:30 in the show every morning, the camera pans the crowd outside. And what I do is, since I can't see where the camera is sometimes, I look at the monitor. And I'm standing there, it happened to be with Ann Curry. Katie was in Philadelphia at the time, and I'm looking at the monitor, and I see the people go by, and normally, you know, hi, Mom, hey, Kansas, go Jayhawks, and all of a sudden, the camera goes by, and this woman looks at the camera and goes... And my first thought was it was one of those kind of like plastic pieces that you wear on Halloween, you know, that they weren't real.
They might have been, when you think about it. Yeah.
And then after like 45 seconds of staring at it, I said, you know, those are real. And, you know, she had written the word, wow, on her stomach, which apparently is, you know, WOW stands for this stupid radio station promotion in New York called Whip 'em Out Wednesdays. And so she whipped them out.
Well, it's not a stupid promotion anymore. They just got a lot of publicity.
I think it actually said powwow, but gravity had covered the
really?
The top word.
Oh!
But
But what's weird about it is, think about this lady. At some point during her day, that day, she had to get in front of a mirror and say, yeah, these are ready for national television. And I got to be honest with you, speak as one boob man to another, these were not that great. I mean, I've seen a lot better boobs than these. And yet she exposes them on a morning show. But you know what's good? In what, 6 years of having the outdoor studio, I think that's the first... There was one other little weird thing, but that's the first time anyone has, you know,
don't
gone...
Don't say that no. now.
But, you know, we have... Most of the people are great. They're very wholesome yeah. people.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
What do you do here?
Look at breasts.
If I wasn't on this show, I'd be out there with a wow sticker just trolling for breasts.
Thank you, pervert!
Oh, yeah.
Opie and Anthony, 1027 WNEW.
Look in my eyes, what do you see? The colorful personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams.
Stay out the bushes. We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Really fast for New York, Anthony. We're doing a wow sticker stop today with our own Black Earl.
Great.
We're going to play his... All right.
We got a surprise. I can't even mention it right now.
Black Earl doing a wow sticker stop at Strauss Auto, 832 Pennsylvania Avenue in Brooklyn. He will be there at 4 o'clock today. He's on his way.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, we got to replay that today. We talked to Cheryl from the Big Brother house, the first lady kicked out. And it got a little weird yesterday.
Yeah.
To say the least. We'll get to that after we move through the Fox News piece from last night.
Yep.
10 o'clock news.
It was on at after 11. Those are the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees games. Effed us last night.
No, they won.
They won.
Well, I could care less if they won last night. I just want to see what they were going to do about us on TV.
Also want to say hi to the water people. We finally met them.
We met the water people. We had, like, all these meetings. This is getting ridiculous. I used to be able to come into the office, sit, boot up Half-Life, shoot some people, and, you know, hang out for a little bit. Now we got these meetings, like, every day. And then we're just getting ready to come on the air today, and here comes Ken Stevens chasing us with his big pen. Chasing us with a big pen.
Sign the contract.
He doesn't look good.
He's sweating.
Sign this contract with Satan.
He's just hanging outside the studio right now with his big pen. He's begging us.
He's like, could you just sign it? I got to talk to some very important people in this corporation.
But, yes, a big hi to the water people. They were explaining how they get their oxygen into their water.
Yes, we finally had it explained to us in graphic detail.
Yeah.
It's in there.
It's in there, and we'll explain
it. It's in there.
When we have a live read for them.
Right.
For them. And also want to say hi to the fine folks at Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
Yeah, we met with them, too. Mike, I love Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. I love the Horny Goat Weed people. And they did bring us some champagne.
The Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed, meaning more gooder than the oxygen water people, because they came with gifts.
Yes, they brought us some Dom, which is chilling in the fridge. We'll be cracking that open later.
Mm-hmm.
But
they brought pictures of Kat and Allison, mm-hmm. two fine ladies from this radio show.
From the photo shoot that they did.
Yeah, because one won the best ass contest, the other won the best boob contest, and they may be spokespeople for Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. So we saw their pictures from their photo shoot.
Yep.
We're going to put them up on the website soon. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they look good.
Very nice.
But you were going to say it.
I was?
Yeah, about the Pinnacle and the...
Oh, the Pinnacle meeting was a little longer than usual. Took a little long. It was ticking right up till like 10 to 3 or 2:45. Like, oh, and then you get back down to the office and it's done. Got to get on the air. I don't know who's scheduling these things. And then Ken's chasing us with the big pen.
With the big contract pen.
The Ken pen.
Look at him sweating. He's right outside the studio. We have a radio show to do. Jim's making faces at him. Jim.
I got to get money out of him for you, so just relax.
Ken can stand there with his fine pen as long as he feels necessary.
Right, you got that right.
Creepy child molester looking weirdo.
Oh, my God.
That's our boss. And he's not a child molester because he's having an affair with the lovely Melissa.
Melissa.
We know for a fact that there's something going on. And Melissa has been missing.
What?
Can you say Chandra Levy?
No, really?
Melissa has been MIA for a couple weeks.
And Ken, just like that bastard senator there.
I love him.
You love him?
Classic.
Condit?
Yes. Yes, I do.
The guy and Ken's laughing, just like him.
Well, let's think about it. Mm-hmm. We break the news on the air that there is indeed an affair going on with Ken Stevens and Melissa from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, Melissa's gone.
And is Ken now spreading rumors that she's loose? Just like Condit? What a prick this guy is, man. And then they showed him at some function last night on the news, and he's laughing. He's up there, and some of his, I don't know, the other guys that are with him there are talking about how there's so many press people outside. And he starts laughing. This son of a bitch, there's some girl missing, probably dead.
I don't know if he's laughing all the time or if that's his facelift.
No, maybe that's it.
I think his skin was stretched so tightly that he just has a smile all the time. He's like this.
Like it's hard for him to just pull his mouth down and not smile, so occasionally it just goes bang.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about this girl, though?
She's dead.
She's a hot girl, and she's banging this awful wrinkled man.
Hold on, time out. Everyone,
I don't find her hot.
Everyone describes her as hot. This girl is not hot.
For him, she is.
I don't find her hot. She had those big, like, those Jewish chick boobs, you know?
Yeah. What?
What? She's Jewish.
Yeah. You ever see those girls? Yeah. Like, they're real, like, Jewish, but they got the big cans. Nice, right?
Yeah. Nice.
You're stereotyping.
I know I am.
I saw some Jewish girls on the street today that had the tiny little banana boobs.
I know. I'm talking about the stereotypes.
They were 12.
No. You get a girl like this, and then he was sleeping with her, and then she disappears. And she doesn't call her parents or anything, which just leads me to believe, you know, she's dead.
Oh, she's obviously
dead.
Of course.
But that's nice, the big cans. But as far as being really hot or something, I don't know.
Well, all right, she's a decent-looking girl, and he's an awful-looking man. The point I'm making is that she was only banging him because of who he is, so she wasn't a great girl. She's just banging him to get farther along in her business. So.
Well, she got far along.
Exactly. Trip to the dumpster.
Right up to death.
Bye-bye.
So hopefully Melissa will turn up.
Yeah. Or maybe she went to Spain or something.
Ah.
Why is Ken walking back down the hall with his big pen?
To stab you in the throat.
All right. Want to get into the Fox piece, Anthony?
All right. Let's see what this is all about.
All right. If you're just tuning in, the 10 o'clock news that aired about 2:40 in the morning last night because of the Yankees and the Phillies. Did a little feature on us, about a 5 or 6 minute feature on the Opie and Anthony show, and we have the audio now. Patricia Wu, man, she looked really hot on TV.
She looked great.
I didn't even recognize her. It's like a different woman.
Really? You didn't think she was hot when she was here?
No, I thought she was hot, but she's even hotter on TV.
She was good. She looked like a little porcelain China doll, like that.
What?
Why can't I? What's the matter? Why is everyone looking at me like that?
Know what it is?
Very pretty.
TV takes away the flatness.
Okay. Now that was not appropriate at all. Holy crolios.
What? I explained this last night. I like getting reactions.
With the reporter?
Well, she was Asian, and, you know, TV's still one-dimensional, so...
Tubu cool.
No,
she's a honey.
No, she's a lovely lady.
Everything you want.
Me love you for a long time. Tubuku.
Tubuku, remember that?
That's a great movie.
Oh, it's phenomenal. What, some kind of sick joke?
Tim, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Thank you, Opie.
Why?
We're Jolly Why? Green Giants with guns.
Oh, what a great line, yeah.
Happy birthday,
Zipperhead. I'm getting ready to watch this.
I'm getting ready to watch this, the piece last night. I'm telling my wife about it. She's telling me how she hates you guys. You guys come on the TV. She goes, oh, Opie's so cute. He's so hot.
Oh, the
Guess
surfer.
What? I knocked it down three ways last night. Thank you very much.
All right, Tim. Thanks.
All right.
Bye. Equal time. Chris on line two said I look like a Backstreet Boy. All right, you want to play the audio, Ant, finally?
All right, let's get to it. I can't wait for Rick's clip in its entirety.
If anyone needs the piece to stop, just raise your hand. We'll stop it, okay? That's how we'll play
Rick's going to stop it right before his part.
This is the Fox 5 10 o'clock news.
You know, some people call Opie and Anthony vile and obscene, but people sure are listening.
And John, their hugely popular radio show is not just in New York anymore. Patricia Wu has more with a behind-the-scenes look. Patricia.
Behind.
That's right, Rosanna. The guys just signed a new contract, and that means...
No, we didn't.
And Ken's sweating his ass off.
We didn't sign anything.
That's a lie.
Poor Ken.
He's right outside the studio.
I know. He's freaking out.
He's got that huge pen. He's just waiting for us to break again so he can run in with the big pen. All right.
Contract, and that means the Opie and Anthony virus is sweeping the country. New cities are tuning in just about every day.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony show for today. We have Fox News in the studio today, Anthony.
That's right.
A little piece on,
I did say it.
That tool.
That's right.
Fox News. That's right, Opie. That's right. What he said.
The show for today. We have Fox News in the studio today, Anthony.
That's right.
That's right, Opie.
On the radio show.
In-depth expose on the Opie and Anthony show.
That's right. We took our cameras behind the scenes to reveal the truth about Opie and Anthony. What we found will shock you.
Well, wait a minute. What? What we found will shock you. Three-year-olds hacked up in dumpsters.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
How could you shock her? She was a sniper in downtown Saigon.
Oh, oh yes, man.
She was really nice to us.
She really was.
She just looked like the lady who got shot, so I had to say it.
Wasn't that a great clip, too?
Phenomenal.
Sure. In-depth expose on the Opie and Anthony show.
That's right. We took our cameras behind the scenes to reveal the truth about Opie and Anthony. What we found will shock you. Well, it shocked me. Wrestling.
Unzipping.
Stripping. Cat fighting. It's all in a day's work for Opie and Anthony.
We're going to get the girls in some nice outfits.
Okay.
And the girl that gets her clothes ripped off first loses.
It's no wonder the Opie and Anthony show is tops in its time slot. The afternoon radio show on WNEW-FM has a huge following, and it's growing.
It's a show you can't just tune in on day one and really get a hang of it. It's like a soap opera. You know, after a week, you're like, all right, I know what's going on now. I kind of got a gist of it. And it kind of sucks you in.
The man behind the scenes, head producer Rick Delgado, says this show is as funny as it gets.
When you say Opie and Anthony show, everybody thinks sex, sex, sex. No. Listen to the show, and if you're not laughing within the first 20 minutes,
then
maybe you've got the wrong station. I don't know.
Right after I say it might take a little while.
It's going to take a while.
20 minutes. 20 if minutes. You're not laughing in 20 minutes, give me 20 minutes on the clock. Give me 20 minutes on the clock. If you're not hysterical, wetting your pants laughing, then I got it. You got the wrong station or something. We'll even let you laugh on Flex Laugh. Half your laugh now, half your laugh in 20 minutes. And a toaster and a rookie card.
Goddamn, Rick. Totally, just blatantly contradicted what I said.
But I said mine first.
I said it first. We had a chance to look intelligent, and we just effed it all up.
You're a retard now.
We look like idiots. Oh. Kristen, what's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to get a bunch of monkeys working over there for you.
Why?
Because I was driving up the West Side Highway, and today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I happened to come across your little Wowmobile.
Yeah.
Two of your guys driving.
Yeah.
It took me three times to wow them before they even paid attention to me. I almost wrecked.
And they're in the Wow van.
Yes, with 20 Wow stickers, the huge Wow van. They some fascinating conversation was, must have taken place
driving?
Because boobs, okay.
You have very nice boobs, you want to
they're
say.
They're real and they're spectacular and they paid no attention. And I had to stop at a red light and berate them. I had to roll down the window and yell at them.
Yeah, you got. If you're driving the WOW van, you shouldn't even be paying attention to, you know, the road ahead of you.
Yeah, it was some blonde guy that looks like you that works for sports guys. And they said the guy driving was black girl, but I don't think that's true.
It must have been the Villanova kid, right? He's really cool.
John Rossi.
I'm a good-looking kid driving. Dark hair with...
And how big are your boobs, Kristen?
36C.
And you're nice. Wowing like crazy out there for
I
huh?
Well, I'm in BFE, New Jersey right now, and I'm stuck in traffic, so yeah. I had to entertain myself on the way, and there were quite a few stickers.
You're seeing the stickers today. Great.
I am.
All right. Well, thank you, Kristen, for helping us out with our Wednesday.
Have your people pay more attention.
Yeah, wake up. If you got the WOW on your car, you got to look around a little bit.
Right on.
Kristen with her nice tees are looking for you. All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
And you know this guys, is a Jim in 10 program. Jim in 10 program, people. Jim in 10. Jim in 10. You've got to be laughing your ass off in 20 minutes. 20 minutes on the clock. If not in 20 minutes, start your own radio show. Get your own equipment. Do your own goddamn show. 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
That was great. Nate from Sacramento. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey,
checking us out on X... Wait, no, how do we do that again? Oh, yeah, KXOA. KXOA. Say it right. Well, that's how they want us to say it.
Accent the X.
KXOA.
Hey, guys, I was wondering how I could get some WOW stickers out here, man.
Oh, well, you got to call KXOA and tell them to get the WOW bumper stickers together.
All right, man.
All right.
Love the show.
Hey, thanks, Nate.
All right.
All right. Hey, in the meantime, though, put the homemade WOW on. That works just as well.
Oh, my window's pretty dirty. I think you wrote it this morning.
Then yeah, write it with your finger. That works, I'm telling you. All right?
All right, guys.
Thanks. People think you can only participate if you have a bumper sticker. That's
no.
So not true. When we first started this, no radio station wanted to make bumper stickers, so we had to go underground with this.
And it works just as well.
Yeah, we love the homemade WOW signs.
A bit of advice. If you have a WOW sticker and nobody WOWs you within the first 20 minutes,
shut up!
I don't know, maybe you're in front of the wrong breast cancer research center.
Holy the first 20 minutes. That's going to go down in history. It's one of the best lines on our show.
20 minutes.
Man, Rick, 20 minutes you gave us. That's
20 minutes?
We don't even wake up until 4:15 on the show.
Jesus, man.
First hour always blows. We all know that.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Damn.
You got to be laughing.
Thanks for putting the pressure on. Back to the piece, Anthony, all right? All right.
The guys say their fans are the coolest. And they love the attention.
You know, they come up, they say, love the show, or, geez, that show you did the other day was great, or disgusting, or, you know, they just comment on what we've been doing.
Yeah, we get recognized every day. It's really cool, I gotta admit. I laugh with celebrities like, oh, it's such a hassle to be recognized or ask for an autograph or a picture. I mean, we love it.
They say their audience is...
What are you saying there? Are you saying you're a celebrity?
Yeah. No. But
that's
no,
what he was saying.
No, come on, didn't it come across like that?
You know, certain icons really don't like to be bothered.
You know, when you're a legend,
you know, Opie. You know what, though? I was walking down the sidewalk with Ben getting lunch.
Strutting like in Saturday Night Fever.
That's just like we did in the beginning of the piece. And, you know, one of our listeners said hi, and I'm like, oh, my God, I just had that whole speech on TV last night. I better make it look really cool.
And you really didn't, to your defense. You really
did.
Did
he blow him off?
No, I did not. I will not accept that because we did not do that.
Today.
I was like, no, man, I'm really hungry.
You said you did. We went into a restaurant.
But all of a sudden, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, we said that whole thing on TV. We don't want to make it look like it was BS.
Right.
We're a bunch of tools. More of the piece.
They say their audience is one big reason they're so successful. But we think the naked ladies have a little something to do with it. Either way, they don't take their success for granted.
As long as I can remember, I wanted to do this, sure.
I used to sit in my room with a little radio, listen to Casey Kasem and people like, you know, people like that, and go, someday I'd like to have my own radio show.
Those dreams paid off, but before they made it, Anthony was in construction, and Opie worked at a Long Island radio station. Then the two met and hit it off in 1994.
Yes, Ant?
And this long-distance dedication goes out to Opie listening in his bedroom. Hey, go out and play with your friends. It reads, Dear Casey, I'm a boy in my room listening to you. I've wanted to do radio my whole life, and I'm only 8 years old. Can you help me get into the business? Signed, Opie. Well, Opie, get out and find a girl or something. Play with your friends. You shouldn't be in your room listening to Casey Kasem. And where are those goddamn pictures I was supposed to see?
Oh, no, now we're going to have to play that.
Get Don on the phone.
We're going to have to play the Casey Kasem mouth.
Oh,
my God. All right, we can continue.
Lonely Opie.
All right, here listening to Casey.
They hosted a radio show in Boston and then wound up here in New York. If you didn't do this, what would you be doing?
Now, we're up to our long...
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Now.
All right, we'll play that a little bit. Maybe going into break.
Nice laugh, Deke.
What would you be doing? Hold on, because I know the abuse is coming. Hold on.
Hit it off in 1994. They hosted a radio show in Boston and then wound up here in New York. If you didn't do this, what would you be doing?
I don't know. I was good at caddying.
He's a caddy. Winning that caddy tournament.
Either that or he could be a surfer with that hair.
Shut up, Ben.
He's going to be a caddy.
What are you people? On dope? How'd you like to mow my lawn? Huh?
Yeah, here you go.
Here we go. I've never had a real job. Getting up early, doing a job that you really don't enjoy.
It's obvious they like this job.
Wow, look at that. Oh,
sure,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They sit up nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Right,
nice.
Norton? Nice.
There's the Norton contribution to the face.
Nice.
They show you on the floor and your face completely, you know, covered by a big white A.
Yeah. And the other clips they show, I'm in the background just blinking rapidly and looking lonely.
Both grew up on Long Island and say they've pretty much been doing the show their whole lives, only now they get paid.
We decided we were going to come in here, do our show the way we've always done it, and make some noise for ourselves. And it attracts attention. And once you get people listening, then they realize you're giving them some entertainment, some fun on the drive home, and they stick with you.
Opie spilled his guts in an interview today. What did I do? Well, you had to bring up... back in school. I don't even know how this came up.
You heard it here first. Back in school.
You heard it here first. Here's the shocking part. You heard it here first, an exclusive.
Back in school, Opie would pull some pretty disgusting stunts.
Always looking for the cheap laugh. I used to eat, like, gum from underneath the desk for money and stuff.
You know what you should have done? You should have told him about that time you talked at a turn.
What a dick. Pipe down over there. Pipe down.
Did my homework in two different colors.
Pipe down. Now. You heard it here first. Chewing used gum.
So how do their families react to their raunchy, sometimes vulgar show?
Oh, God! Oh, man! Guess who's not wearing underwear?
There's a couple of times I go over for holidays and she goes, I had to turn it off. I had to turn the show. Okay, Mom, you're not in the demo. I understand. It gets to be kind of a pain. You know, you go home and you get yelled at a little bit because you're gawking at girls.
Many have compared the duo to another infamous radio personality. They say there's no comparison.
Wolfman Jack.
Quite frankly, we're funnier.
They're talking about Howard Stern, but there was a time when they were banned from...
Huh? The line that was said 800 times last night. Completely out of context. Whatever, I'm not going to... We said a lot of cool things, and that's what they decided to use.
over and over again during the Yankee game as and I are calling each other like, oh, my God, what did we say? What did we say?
Oh, no.
Company's going to be pissed again. What did we say? What did we say?
Even saying his name because of past on-air battles.
Ant and I are vicious when it comes to, competing in this business. And we're really good at fighting back. And when they took that away from us, we felt like, cats being thrown outside without their claws. You're not going to be fighting back too well, are you?
Howard, Opie, and Anthony all work for the same parent company. But now the guys have signed a new deal, and they're free to talk about Howard anytime they want.
We don't need to go on the air and talk about Howard. But if he's hinting to, what he's been saying for years, if somebody gets on the radio and becomes popular, that they're ripping him off, we want to be able to respond to that, and that's all.
Some critics say the hit show is sexist and racist. The guys call it an antidote to political correctness.
In the proper context of comedy, anything goes.
Right.
Sex, race, disaster.
Don't put jackasses on the radio talking. I want to hear the music, man. All right.
They can chuckle because Opie and Anthony really do have the last laugh.
You will grow to adore us.
That's right.
Just give us time.
Now, if you want to give them some of your time, you can catch Opie and Anthony every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. on WNEW-FM radio. Back to you, John.
All right, thanks, Patricia.
I was waiting.
Yeah.
I love that. John Rowland.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for them to come back because if you remember in the past when we did news things like up in Boston, they would come back. They did a whole story on WOW up in Boston and just trashed us that this is the most awful thing in the world. They come back to the reporters. They're looking at, the monitor, and he turns, looks right into the camera and just goes, "Their parents must be proud." And we're like, "What? He's editorializing this prick."
Their parents must be proud.
John Rowland's just like, okay, 20 minutes.
He's like, we just wasted 6 minutes on that?
Who cares what he thinks? He's a fat drunk.
Oh, God. Evan, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just wanted to say that I think that Fox, their advertising department sucks.
Yeah?
The whole time during the Yankee game, they had ads saying, chasing Howard. And then they say in the news clip that you're nothing like Howard.
Yeah, I know.
They just did that so people tune in.
They were
That's
trying
what
to
they do.
Figure out a way to have people actually watch the piece.
Well, right. You're much better than Howard.
Thanks, Evan.
All right, bye. Peace.
Let's go to Liz, who won the wet t-shirt contest at our last road show. Liz, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Good. I'm on the parkway, and even your New York and New Jersey listeners aren't paying attention. I'm trying to wow them.
Is it true you're half naked in your car right now trying to wow people?
I just came from the beach. I am half naked in my car right now.
Oh, you got nice tan boobies right now?
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
You've seen them?
Everyone's seen them.
Probably tan lines and
but,
little pale
Yeah, so
buzzards.
If you could tell the guy in the blue Astro van in front of me to either pull over or turn around.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
He's not paying attention, and you're right behind him. And
I am right behind him. I was next to him honking before.
God,
he's just completely oblivious.
If you got the wow in your car, you got to look around a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, Liz.
All right, thanks, guys.
Liz?
Yeah, miss out again.
That's a dirty question.
Oh,
Frank, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
I was just curious. I wanted to know, how come that piece didn't really, get...
Thank you, Frank.
Dick. Dick. Frank's got a bee in his bonnet.
Dick. A bee in his bonnet. Hey, Jimmy from production.
Yeah.
He took the whole piece and he...
What did he do?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I heard it's good, though.
He goofed on it?
Yeah?
Yeah, let's listen to this. Fox News in the studio today, Anthony.
You know, some people call Opie and Anthony vile and obscene.
You.
We took our cameras behind the scenes to reveal the truth about Opie and Anthony. What we found will shock you.
Shock you.
Sex, race, disaster.
Vulgar show.
Disgusting.
Wrestling.
Unzipping.
Sex.
Vulgar show.
You will grow to adore us.
The Opie and Anthony virus is sweeping the country.
Now we're going to be real pricks.
I just sit in my room with a little radio, listen to Casey Kasem and people like that.
If you didn't do this, what would you be doing?
I was good at caddying.
If you didn't do this, what would you be doing?
Be like gum.
from underneath the desk. Romani's stuff.
And Anthony virus is sweeping the country.
Free to talk about Howard anytime they want.
Yeah.
There's no comparison.
I think, quite frankly, it was funnier.
Howard Stern.
It was funnier.
Free to talk about Howard anytime they want.
We don't need to go on the air and talk about Howard.
Howard Stern.
The Opie and Anthony virus is sweeping the country.
It kind of sucks you in.
Opie and Anthony really do have the last laugh. This show is as funny as it gets.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
That's pretty good. We'll put that together. Steve?
That was, Jim put it together. The music that was used was one of the beds I did with Dibs.
That's very good. Props to Jimmy today, man.
Pretty funny.
All right, why don't we move on, huh?
Just too bad they couldn't get that cat without the claws line in there. God darn it, we're like cowboys without our spurs.
Even West Coast Dave checked in and went, that was kind of a gay line. But, you know, you're working off the cuff.
Like sheriffs without our badges.
It's like big cold cuts and little bread.
Like $10 million without Elvira. Oh.
Now I'm trying to remember what we said for 2020 downtown, because that's coming
up in another
month or so.
All right.
I got the Casey Kasem clip as we go to break here. This thing has been played on, I don't know, every radio station in America.
Yeah, it's an old Casey Kasem clip where I guess he was being recorded for his American Top 40 countdown, whatever it was, and he kind of lost his patience.
Yeah.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication, and this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. What is this f***ing ponderous, man? Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
Whip 'em out Wednesday.
Oh, man, fun bed
store. Wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I love that.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Brand new sponsor to the O&A show.
We love it.
Lifestyles Condoms.
Lifestyles Condoms. You're getting your F on? Nice. Lifestyle Condoms found a new way to make using a condom easier. It's called Lifestyles Discs. Looks like a butter pack you get at a diner.
Really?
You just peel back the lid. Discs, they're easy to open, even in the dark. No more struggling. Plus, the packaging protects the condom from damage while you're trying to open it. And the best part, each disc contains a single Lifestyle condom facing the right side up for easy use. Because, boy, there's nothing worse than struggling in the dark, is there?
I can't get my condom on.
Check out Lifestyle's extra sensitive discs. The original disc is thinner.
What a tool!
I knew that was going to happen. How can I come out of an up-tempo number?
Lifestyles Discs.
Yeah, when you're saying the word discs, you need the S in there, Anthony.
Come in a variety of fun styles. They got sensuous vanilla, very strawberry, and tropical a banana. How about the Lifestyles Extreme Pleasure Discs with an oversized tip to restore freedom of movement, delivering heightened sensation for both partners? Want a rainbow? Try Lifestyles Assorted Colors Discs for added pleasure and visual fun. Check out the styles at lifestyles.com. That's lifestyles.com. All Lifestyles condoms lubricated for a comfortable, natural feeling. Yes. Lifestyles condoms discs. Easy to open, easy to use condom.
Opie Anthony. Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Check it out, the Opie and Anthony Show. Give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the world of laughter. Thank you, Ralph. We're back. It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Dr. Patty, what's up?
Hey, how are you? I wanted to congratulate the two big TV stars.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. What's up, Stinky?
Oh, I got caught in the Patty trap outside this morning.
The Patty trap? She sets a trap.
Yeah. She used to sit facing either the Brooklyn Diner or the other way.
Right.
But now she just faces the street, so no matter which way you try to go around her, she can see you, and she'll wave her arm, make sure you see her, and she just keeps talking.
Stalker Patty, you got Stinky in the Stalker Patty trap today?
What? No.
Did you see Stinky this morning?
Yes, I did.
And what time was this at, Stinky?
10:30.
And why were you outside the building at 10:30 this morning?
Waiting to go to work.
She was very upset about the whole Mark thing.
Oh, I didn't say I was upset.
we're all upset that Psycho Mark's so stupid.
Do you remember when I saw you in the Village, Patty?
Guess whatever, you know, you're right and all that.
Dumbbell. Patty.
But, I mean, I just had my own opinion.
Patty, shut up. Jim's trying to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Jim.
Hi, sweetness. Do you remember when I saw you in the Village?
Oh, yeah. You were on the TV set, the monitor there. I was walking down McDougal Street, and I happened to catch sight of it.
And this is why I want to brain you on a curb. I'm doing a set next door to the Comedy Cellar.
Like American X?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Stepping on the back of the head. It's a great scene.
Nice.
Picked the wrong bull, boy. Nice.
Yeah, but when I walk by there, I always look at the face that's in the doorway because it's interesting. They have a hologram face, and then I saw you.
Yeah, no, you're right. Most mongoloids do stare at that, but the thing I wanted
to say
was...
Excuse me. I'm not a mongoloid.
I was doing a set at Café Wa, and there's a little TV monitor outside, and so I walk outside, and the Stalker Patty is there. And she's like, why didn't you tell us you were going to be on television? And I'm like, well, it's just a monitor. And she's like, but why didn't you tell anybody when these things are happening? You have to tell people these things are happening. It wasn't on television, Patty. It was only a monitor.
I know.
You didn't know. You didn't know. You didn't know.
Patty, did you tape the news piece last night?
No, I didn't.
Tape it on what, scotch tape? Like she's got a VCR
open. No, it
was
interesting, especially Opie with the gum under the desk and all. I don't think it tasted very good.
Oh, no. I still do that when I'm hungry.
Oh, no, not me.
Oh.
But anyway, I was pretty impressed. It's the first time I've been up.
Thank you, Earl, checking in from a Wow sticker stop, Anthony.
Thank you so much.
Earl, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up? We're at Strauss Discount Auto, which is 832 Pennsylvania Avenue here in Brooklyn. But ironically enough, right next to the Popeyes.
Oh, my God, how ironic. What?
We're right next to Popeyes.
Why is it ironic that you're next to Popeyes?
Where's the irony in that?
Explain why that's ironic, Earl. Go ahead.
Well, because you guys are always saying that I always eat at Popeyes, and we happen to be next to a Popeyes.
Have we ever said that you eat at Popeyes? Ever?
Yes, there's been inferences to that.
Why would anyone say that?
What's an inference?
Earl, comment?
Yes.
Why would someone say, think that you eat at Popeye's fried chicken?
No, there's been jokes about Popeye's in reference to me before.
I don't get it. Why you?
Because I'm the black guy.
Are you saying now that black people eat a lot of fried chicken, Earl?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Boy, so, you're burying yourself in the black community, Earl. Earl.
Yes.
So you're going to be there. Where are you? Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
832 Pennsylvania Avenue?
In the heart of Brooklyn.
Strauss Auto?
Strauss Discount Auto. We'll have Wow Stickers. We'll be here for the next hour.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you.
All right.
My God.
We have Earl's. We should have kept him on the phone for that, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to call back.
What's this, Ben?
I had to leave Earl a message.
Yeah.
I had to leave a message about something. And it took so long that I said to Stinky and Rick, let's time this. So we timed how long. When you call Earl, how long his message is. You got to hear how long this thing is.
I hate that, man. When you call somebody up and you have to leave a message, you want, leave a message after the beep. I'm not here. I'll get back to you. Leave a message after the beep.
Not even.
Yeah.
You already know they're not there because the phone's
right,
been.
Right.
Leave a message. Beep,
beep. You
don't
want to sit there through a long message.
I'm Frank. And I'm Debbie.
Okay. Oh, the worst is when they go, if you called to talk to me, or and then they name the baby. Like, if you called to talk to Frank or Debbie or little Caitlin.
That's when you leave the message. This is for Caitlin.
Right.
Yeah. That was great last night. You're tight.
Looked like a little alien's mouth.
You know they have to do like 10 takes to the couples.
I'm Frank.
And I'm Debbie.
And we're not
home.
Oh, wait. You stepped on me. Let's try this again. Anyway, Earl has a really long message on his voicemail. Check this out.
Hi, this is Earl Douglas in the promotions department. If you are calling up regarding anything pertaining to promotions, please leave a message at the beep. If you're calling about public service announcements or getting a guest booked on FM or if they want to know if a PSA was arrived or if it's airing, please call 212. Again, if you are calling about public service announcements or getting a guest booked on our public affairs show FM or if you want to know whether or not a public service announcement is running, please call 212. Otherwise, leave a message at the beep. Thank you.
Oh, he repeats it on a recorded message.
The heaven's gate of answering machine messages.
Hi, Cyril. If you're calling about PSA, if you're calling about TNA, if you're calling about what an AI am.
Oh, ponderous.
Effing ponderous. Michael, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, O&A, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Listen, did you ever... watch Cinemax at all?
They still have Cinemax?
Yeah. Well, it's a show. I don't know if it's like real life or what have you, but it was a portrayal of this guy who came out of the house. He's wearing tattoos and piercings or what have you, and he's driving to this garage.
Hold on a sec, okay? No, I'm not abusing you, Mike. I just got to back up a few minutes from the show. Hold on. We just hung up on Patty, though, right? Stalker Patty?
Yeah.
Rachel hands me a note. Hi, all. Ha ha. Very funny hanging up on me like that. Anyway, you're getting the credit you deserve, and I'm glad about that. Anyway, congrats, Stalker Patty. She was calling from upstairs.
Right upstairs.
Ha ha. Very funny.
How
hanging
is that?
Up on me.
We just hang up on her. She hands. We get a note handed to us.
It's a little voice in her head.
All right. How many times is that? About 100. One more time and I shoot him. One more time and I shoot him in the head.
It just happens to always be around.
We trace the call. It's coming from inside the house.
I love that line.
Get out of the house.
Get out of the house.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Have you checked the nipple hair?
Earl.
You.
What's wrong, Earl?
Ben can go F himself. I have to do this. The message has to be that long.
It's a long message, Earl. No one's going to leave a message. How many messages do you get a day?
Average?
One.
Average.
Average, yeah.
15.
What?
15.
You don't get 15 messages?
I said on average. I'm,
a day? You don't get 15 messages a day.
You're returning 15 calls a day.
Yes.
We don't get 15 messages
Stop
a day.
It. Stop it.
I'm not. I swear to God.
Who called you that you had to get back to?
No. A lot of those calls are public service announcements running, if they are, what time did they run. It's just psychobabble. That's why the message is as long as it is.
Hey, what's going to be on the public service show this weekend?
I haven't the foggiest idea.
You don't even know.
You don't even know. You're getting all these messages. You'd have the show together by now.
No, I'm saying public service announcement.
All right.
It's different.
All right. How's the public file, Earl?
It's written. It's done. Go upstairs and look at it.
Thank God. All right. All right, Earl.
We do have at least one girl here.
Don't you do the public service show on the weekends?
Yes.
And you don't
know train wreck.
And you don't know what you're talking about this week?
No, I haven't laid out the show yet.
Who was last week?
Yeah, what was on your show last week?
I don't know. I'm not off the top of my head.
Wait, it was just last week.
I don't remember what I did yesterday. When am I going to tell you what I did Sunday?
Earl, you're on the air with these people, right?
Yes.
And you speak with them. And do you trade ideas back and forth? They tell you things. You tell them things about the subject that this guy's finds important?
Yes.
What was
barely.
It about?
I don't know. I don't have what I ran in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Earl, it was only like 4 days ago.
I tell you, I got the attention span of a gnat. I know that.
I don't think he does this.
No, he does the show. He really does.
Oh, hey, Brian.
Let's go find it. Let's find it.
There's probably one that he did years ago, and he just replays it.
In my desk, there's a black notebook that outlines what ran.
All right, go get it, Ben.
Go get that. I got to know what he was doing. And can't we ever get tapes of this? Where's a tape of one of your shows, man? I got to hear this.
Oh, it's a train wreck.
Like NyQuil.
Where's the tape from last weekend's public service show?
It's probably on my desk somewhere.
All right, get the tape.
Get the tape. All right, Earl, call's back.
All righty.
Earl's hanging out at Strauss Auto, 832 Pennsylvania Avenue in Brooklyn, giving out wow stickers. Back to Michael. Something about Michael. So this show, Real Whatever.
Yeah, Real. It's called Real Life. So
Real Life.
The guy's has tattoos and the piercing. He drives into this, like, garage-type situation. The door flies open. The guy starts talking to him. They show him pictures about what he's going to do. He's going to get another tattoo. Uh-huh. Suddenly, the guy pays him $500. He sits down in a chair. The guy takes out a .38 gun and shoots him.
Where?
Right in the shoulder.
Like a new,
I swear to God, Opie, I'm not lying here. It's going to be on again at Friday night at 10 o'clock. Shoots him with a .38, hollow point bullet.
It was a documentary or just a movie?
It was a documentary.
So people are now getting themselves shot for what?
It's a new thing.
So you could say you've been shot and it's cool?
Yeah, but the guy, exactly. The guy had like a tattoo of a gun. He goes, okay, we'll put it right there. We'll put it right there. I didn't know what was going on. And there's a chair in the middle of the garage, and behind it's sandbags. He's like, "Can you save the bullet after I shoot you?" Yeah, no problem. And the guy takes him out, sets himself up, and goes, "All right, I'm going to count to three." The guy goes, "One, boom!" And the guy, I mean, he was passed out. He had the ambulance. He had a friend of his put him in the ambulance.
Well, then who goes to jail? Yeah, how is this legal?
I don't know what the answer is. I just saw it on the show, and it just blew me away. It's going to be again on Friday. I couldn't believe it myself. It's a new thing.
Okay, live shooting here in the studio. We got to do it now.
It's called the Sense of Pain or something like that. What's the name of the...
I can't see this being real.
Someone's got to back...
I questioned it, too.
Someone's got to back Michael up on this story, because it just sounds unbelievable.
Well, it sounded unbelievable to me as well. I mean, I couldn't believe the guy was...
Someone's
got to
get arrested.
What state was this in?
It was in Texas.
Oh, well, maybe not. Maybe that's legal in Texas. They do love their guns down there.
All right, Michael.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you.
Bye. We'll have to check it out. Here's Earl's show. We found Earl's show. Okay.
It's on CD.
Rob, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
This is Rob.
Yeah.
I'm at the Sticker Stop. It's like a drive-thru over here. This is the scariest neighborhood around.
And you saw Earl on the phone talking to us?
Well, he's talking to everybody now. You actually got PD shows up. Everybody's getting their stickers, but they're running out of the neighborhood as fast as possible.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. Rich, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
I'm sorry.
We had to dump out.
I'm sorry.
You've seen that show, huh?
I've seen this on Cinemax. It was on last night. The guy did get shot. He had a gun tattooed on his shoulder, just up above his nipple.
Yeah, give us something the other guy didn't give us, though. What is it? Is it real? What happens to the guy that pulls the trigger?
Nothing happened to the guy that pulled the trigger. He was laughing afterwards. Also, the guy was screaming like a little girl. I mean,
a little girl.
Oh, come on.
Of course you can scream like a little girl.
It's a crime.
I still don't believe it.
I don't either because it's a crime. You can't just shoot somebody,
unless it's
even if they want it.
Completely underground. The first guy said there's ambulances involved and stuff.
Yeah. And then it's on Cinemax. I mean, somebody had to have gotten arrested for that.
Right.
I don't believe it either.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Johnny B. from the Jerky Boys is outside the studio.
Oh, cool.
Nice. We're going to talk to him. We also want to play that little audio from the interview with Cheryl from Big Brother. Do we have time to play that next, and then we'll get Johnny in here? Okay. Lots to do on the Opie and Anthony show. It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday today. Oh, we got Earl's show as well.
Yeah, we got to hear some of Earl's show. He does on Sunday his public service show. It's Earl's radio show, and he has no clue what he talked about on Sunday. So we're going to find out.
It's on at 6 a.m.
It's on 6 in the morning on Sunday when everyone's
That's the time of... Oh, God, we've all been in that position. It's real early on a Saturday. You're just getting home from the bars.
Maybe
you have to get up really early for something really stupid. You're like, let me turn on my favorite station. And there's some just gibberish.
Oh, no. You know...
talking about, like, hemorrhoid cream or something. You're like, what happened to the tunes?
No, the religion is the worst, man. On Sunday mornings, you're driving... And that station you used to work for, BAB, the rockin' priest guy.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty cool, though.
But I'm sitting there listening, just going... It's still, you know, hey, and that was a great tune. You know, accept Jesus Christ. And you're like, what? I was just listening to, like, a song or something. And now I got Jesus Christ with me.
He's all right. He's a good guy.
Oh, I'm sure he's a nice enough guy, but it was like trying to disguise the religion.
He plays Stairway to Heaven and then goes off on, like, a 20-minute sermon about the song.
And, you know, a stairway to heaven is something we can all find in our lives. A stairway to God and Jesus Christ in your life. Like, what? I just wanted to hear the tune.
It's Father Jim. He's all right.
The rock. Father Jim?
Yeah, the rock and roll priest.
he's
pretty cool. He goes to all the rock shows.
Well, that's what they were trying to do.
He goes backstage and hangs with everybody, man.
The people that would listen to the station normally would stay there for the religion.
Yeah.
But I don't know. After what I just got done with doing on Saturday night, I really didn't want to even know that there is a God.
I would love to see him, you know, spin some Judas Priest or Dio and try to explain that to his listeners.
If you're listening to this, you're going to be damned.
Yeah. So it's Whip 'em Out Wednesday really, really fast. It's a simple concept. You put WOW in the back of your car. Write it any way you can. We love the homemade WOW signs. Very important. A lot of the stations getting the WOW bumper stickers out there, but we still love seeing the homemade WOW signs. And if the ladies feel like it, they're going to flash you on the highways today.
Right.
Okay? Boobs always bring this show to a halt.
Oh, screeching halt.
I don't play it. Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Oh, this is fantastic. This is beautiful. Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Those are real.
The
woman that
took
the shirt off.
Ah, yeah.
Sexy girls, sexy girls. You have signed WOW. Girls show boobs. Boobs. Dicey boobs.
Boobs. Yes.
He just got wowed.
Wow.
Hey. It was amazing.
That's nice.
Opie and Anthony.
Hey, yeah.
It's world renowned.
It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday. It's Whip
'em
Out Wednesday.
Whip
'em
Out Wednesday.
Those are real.
Okay.
Whip 'em
Out Wednesday. It's
Whip
'em
Out Wednesday.
Whip
'em Out Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Opie and Anthony.
And on the eighth day, God said, let there be breasts.
Boobs.
Wow.
Opie. Anthony.
1027.
Go away!
Yo!
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Trying to get a hold of us, give us a call, 866-277-4WOW. Jim Norton in the studio. Johnny B outside the studio from the Jerky Boys. He's going to be in here in a few minutes. Opie, that film we were talking about, that guy called in, that's on Cinemax.
Yeah.
It's a short film. It's not a documentary.
Oh, really?
It's not real.
Sounds like a good business, though.
You know?
You just shoot people.
Yeah, it's fake.
It's fake?
Yeah. It's like a couple of guys, they made a short film.
All right. It sounded a little too weird.
I know.
Anthony, we want to really fast play a piece of the interview with Cheryl from yesterday. Cheryl was the hot mom from Big Brother. You watching Big Brother 2, Jim Norton?
No, I certainly won't.
You're not into the reality shows?
Never. They're awful.
I like reality shows, and then they pull the reality out of it. They had a lunatic in there with a knife, and they pull him out.
Yeah, we want to try to get Arnold Shapiro on the air again, the executive producer, and tell him how much of a tool he is.
We'll get, what's her name, Deb from CBS? Get her. She'll probably hook us right up. She loves us.
Well, know what the latest is?
What?
Justin, who they kicked out because he had a knife to one of the girls' throats, even though they were fooling around, the chick was totally into it and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know it's I know it's a bit twisted, but both parties were fine with it, so what's the harm?
Yeah, I'll
that's how you, I look at it.
The kids might hear that and see it. If the kids see a knife, they might think that's acceptable.
They get all politically correct there.
So they finally have something that people are going to talk about. They have a character that's a little off-center.
Yeah.
2 hours after the incident, they kick him out of the Big Brother house.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. So there you go. You just got rid of all the controversy. A reason to tune in the show to see what this idiot's going to do.
The interesting guy.
Now it's reported in the paper that ever since that incident, they have stopped feeding the folks from the Big Brother house booze and wine.
They've taken the alcohol out?
Well, I guess they had a keg. And they had wine, so they could drink whenever they wanted. But
yeah.
Since that incident, the house has been dry. They're just effing up the show.
Jesus Christ. Why
pump
bother?
Pump them full of booze and make sure there's plenty of knives around the house.
Why
you're gonna have a show. So we got Cheryl, the hot mom, that was the first to get kicked out of the house. We queued it up to the part where she was trying to tell a cute little story. Did you hear this yesterday, Jim?
No, it was in Montreal.
It was cringing, yeah.
She's like, you know, trying to tell a story about one time they were filling up condoms with water and throwing them at each other.
Ooh. Boy, they get rather racy on that show, don't they?
So none of us really knew how to react. So I
racy.
Ooh, that's pretty racy type of stuff there.
Oh, pipe down over there. Pipe down.
Oh, for the love of Eve.
So no one, we had Paul Mercurio in here and Jim Brewer, and we didn't know how to react. So I just decided to openly laugh at her. Listen to this.
We filled up condoms for water balloons. We went back to high school.
What an ass.
That could be the most obnoxious thing I've ever heard anybody do.
Yes.
So great.
She was in the middle of her story, and no one cared. What are you going to do?
Her
we filled up condoms
stunk.
For water balloons. We went back to high school.
What are you...
Pelted each other.
Opie. You gotta have to excuse Opie. He's out of his...
Okay, get your breath now.
Okay, he fell off the chair.
Wow.
Well, I thought that was
right in the Richard Jenny wheelhouse.
What? I thought that was funny. I just need to react.
The Richard Jenny wheelhouse. The level of uncomfortability I haven't felt since my wedding night.
Holy shit.
That is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And then Opie just loses his mind. Hi, Cheryl. We're still here.
Hi, what are you guys doing to each other in there?
Do you actually...
Okay, tell him to breathe. Breathe deep and slow.
I cannot breathe. I can't breathe.
He's on the floor.
What are you guys doing?
I'm laughing too hard. Cheryl, you're a funny lady. Did you actually think you were calling a radio show and we're actually on the air with this crap? You just called someone's house.
Yeah.
That's it, Dick.
Wow, okay, that's cool.
Wow, my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not really much to ask you because you only were on the show a couple episodes. So.
Yeah.
But did you have a good time? Is it something that you look back fondly on?
Hang on a second. We're all trying to care.
It was extremely interesting on there.
Yeah?
Hold on. Come on, Care. Come on. Come on, Care. Come on, brow. Furrow my brow. Furrow. Care. Yeah. No, just can't get it up. Sorry. Empty in the care department.
Hey, you want
the poopa is empty with care. There's no care in my poopa for you.
Have
you been pulled off the air yet? Wait, I think I gotta come. No, nothing. No care. Zero care. Wait. I got something right here. Indifference. There it is. More indifference.
Gonna kill me. They're gonna kill me.
Well, Cheryl,
thanks for calling in.
Hey, when is the show on?
It's on tonight.
It's on tonight at 8 on CBS.
Tonight at 8
right?
o'clock.
Hey, Cheryl, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Another year older.
1 year.
I gotta come out there and meet you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 1 year closer to 50.
Bring your daughters.
Yeah. Older, wiser, and better.
How about a threesome with your daughters?
Oh God.
I don't think so.
Paul. Now that was Paul.
Anthony. That was Anthony.
He really will not be welcome back to this program after that remark, Cheryl.
I know exactly.
I apologize.
I'm sorry, Cheryl.
What are you people? On dope?
What would you do differently on the show?
Shut up. Depends on who's on there. This group was
Come
really
on, give us an answer.
Who cares who's
is
on
it
there?
Safe?
It was safe. It was wild. We all...
Is it safe?
We jumped in hot tubs.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
The point is, it was
Hang
fun.
Hang the phone up,
safe.
You skank.
Oh, wow.
Shut up, dummy.
Well, Cheryl, are you going to get to New York, you think, or...
Oh, yeah.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Get on your hands and knees like a dog. That's it. Crawl around like a dog.
So, you know we kid because we love.
Yeah, we love the show.
I know.
Be more funny.
You going to watch it tonight?
Be more funny.
All right. Well, Cheryl, this has been a lot of fun, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Doing anything fun for your birthday today?
No, not really. Just I went to work for a little bit, so now I'm on my way home, and we'll see what happens there.
Is your husband going to, take care of you?
I don't have one of those.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, you're a divorce mom.
Yeah, those.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, you're a divorce mom.
Yeah.
When did he leave you?
I left him about 2 years ago.
You left him?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah, what happened to the marriage?
Not enough action.
He liked your dumpier.
He wouldn't put it in the dump.
Das dumpier.
There he goes again.
A long drive ball to deep left center field. Bounces off his testicles. Goes right in front of him, looking around, picks up the ball, throws it smack right in her.
This is, I think we have some audio of her husband right before he was kicked out.
Oh, don't just stare at it, eat it.
Wow, that must have angered you.
Don't just stare at it, eat it.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Hey, I'm sorry, we didn't realize Dice was coming in today.
Apooza!
Shut up, dummy.
Well, Cheryl, I think this went quite
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
Yeah, how many radio interviews have you done?
Oh, about 16.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Oh, God.
Got a mouth like an outboard motor. All the time.
I'm over here now.
I think that's it.
That was great.
Just a little piece. We just tortured her yesterday. That went on for like 30 minutes.
She wouldn't hang up. She no. stayed right there.
All right. Johnny B. from the Jerky Boys. We're going to have him join the party next.
Mm-hmm.
It's Whip 'Em Out Wednesday.
How was that funny?
We'll be back. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hello. I go to China. I own China store on Woodwood and Green. And I deliver Chinese food on my scooter. I got little wires to come back.
You got one of those little scooters?
Jimmy.
This big, fat, black girl. Pull out her teeth and show me.
Jimmy. I'm begging. Are you for real?
Yes, I'm for real. I own Chinese restaurant on Woodard and Green.
Where?
Vietnam Beach. This stupid, fat bitch. Pull out teeth and show me.
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
Indication when my foreskin fall off.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
I really don't believe that was an Asian gentleman at all.
You sure, Anthony?
I would bet against it.
Jimmy? Yes. Yeah, already hung up.
All the news you need to know and boobs.
This is WOW, the WOW radio station.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
In the Stumper.
In the Stumper.
Rammstein. Playing tonight in New York. At the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Rammstein
at Hammerstein.
Yeah. Yeah. We get many groupies and plow them in the soup. Yeah.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show.
Oi!
Jim Norton in the studio. Where's Johnny B. from the Jerky Boys? I haven't talked to him in a few years. No, actually, he called the show, right?
Yeah.
About 3 or 4 months ago. There he is.
Nice. Johnny.
Johnny B. from the Jerky Boys.
How's it going?
Do you know all the players? That's Jim Norton to your right.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing, bud?
Yeah, your volume should be down there somewhere.
There we go.
Johnny.
What a nice.
From the Jerky Boys.
Nice.
Isn't this nice in here, right?
You like this, right?
Very
yeah.
Nice.
This is yeah. good, right?
Beautiful.
Hey, we should talk about the man boob thing.
Oh, what?
We're having a man boob contest, Johnny.
Oh, yeah?
We're giving away a free procedure for some guy's going to get rid of his man boobs. I just tell you because it seems like something that you could, like, you know, make a prank call about.
Oh, yeah. Don't you hate that? Oh, my God. How many times do you get that?
Dude, I got a great idea.
Right.
You got to, like, call my buddy.
Oh, yeah, sure. I got him.
The best is when I'm, like, doing a sign or something and someone will come up to you and say, did you call my sister last night?
No, it was you, man. No one does that voice. It was you.
Unbelievable.
Do your family and friends make you, like, call their answer machines
though? No, it's hard enough for me to, you know, just get down and put a CD together.
Yeah.
I don't like the telephone much, you know?
I guess not.
No.
Oh, look at that. Ben just popped it. Is that the one that was in the fridge?
You all right?
Yeah, we just popped a bottle of...
Oh, man.
That's all right. No.
You drink there, Johnny?
Pardon? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You like the Dom a little bit? Or
fantastic. You know,
and then we'll get some beers in here?
It's pretty funny that this is happening now. This, you know, it was, when I was supposed to come on a few weeks back, it was a little mix-up happening.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. That's when you guys, I guess...
We left. Yeah. We were done working.
We didn't have a contract, and we didn't know what was going on, so we just kind of left for a while.
That was scary.
And now Ken's running around with his big, giant pen, but now he told us to get our contracts.
Yeah.
We have them, but now he disappeared.
He disappeared, and now we have to talk to Johnny B, so he's
out again.
Right.
Did you sign yet? Or?
No.
Haven't signed yet.
We haven't signed a contract in a while.
It's been quite a while since we signed the contract.
Right. So.
Working without a net. We're working on a handshake, is what it is.
Well, your partner's on the line.
Yeah, we knew this would happen. Let me try some of this.
Thank you.
Good?
Cheers.
It's cold enough.
Congratulations.
It's all right. Thanks,
thank you, Johnny B. Well, a lot of people want to know what happened to the Jerky Boys.
Well, you guys always, you know, with the team. You know,
well, actually, the Jerky Boys was always the characters, and that's what, you know, it was an unfortunate Hollywood twist there with the movie.
The movie, I like the movie, too.
The movie's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it still kicks ass.
Funny.
What happened was the Jerky Boys characters, that's what we're talking about. It was always Frank Rizzo and, you know, Sal and all the guys, and that was the Jerky Boys.
Oh.
And, you know, with the Hollywood thing, is like, you know, hey, you know, one guy, we got the Jerky Boys right here, let's make, you know.
Who the hell decided to make that a movie? Like, you put out prank phone call tapes, and all of a sudden you got a movie deal.
Pretty wild, man. But it's, you know, when you have characters like that, it's just fantastic, you know? I mean, worldwide, you know, it's just amazing how this thing has grown.
Yeah. You got another one out now, right?
Yeah, the Jerky Tapes. It's out right now, man, and it's kicking.
Yeah, we want to...
You said you like the Silverman cut, right?
Yeah, the stuff with the... I guess you put a number out there.
Right.
And had people call you.
Right, Silverman. You know, Frank Rizzo is playing this guy, Silverman, like a sports agent. Put out the ad and said, you know, if you want to, I can put you in an Indy car inside of a week. I could play. I'll have you on your favorite Major League Baseball team in a week.
And people actually thought this could happen.
Oh yeah, I got calls like you couldn't believe. It was fantastic.
And we want to play. We're just cleaning it up for the radio, Rick.
Yep.
Is it almost done?
It's almost done.
Yeah.
Because Johnny's got potty mouth.
Yeah.
You got the potty mouth on your calls.
Well,
Johnny.
You know, some of the characters, it's very colorful stuff. You know.
I love when you curse. I love that in the Frank Rizzo voice. Come on.
So what are we going to do with Kamal? Kamal keeps calling.
Yeah, he's...
What does Kamal want? Kamal.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Johnny doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, guess what?
What?
You guys always paint him out as the Messiah over there. I got Crazy Joe Rendon on the line with me. He's the guy that put out our first record.
Why are you guys fighting?
Joe, why don't you explain to these people?
Kamal, the guy, he's working. Hey. He's doing his stuff.
Yes, Johnny?
Yeah, I don't even get into it, man. It's 4 years past for me, man. 4 years ago.
These guys don't talk anymore.
No, I know.
Like I said,
And Kamal's really obsessed with you because he calls our show all the time.
He calls up all the time.
Right, I mean, you know, whatever. It's just what it is, man. 4 years, but it's like it's such old news. I've been, you know, I got so much stuff I'm doing.
Hello?
Kamal.
Yeah.
Johnny doesn't want to talk to you.
See, he's scared. I got Joe Rendon on the phone.
So?
He's asking for a talk to me. Why don't you speak to Joe Rendon?
What is Joe?
I don't even know what this is about.
He put out our first record. He knows John. Joe, speak.
Put out the record.
Just forget about it.
What are they trying to get at?
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like, I don't want to waste time on that, man.
Yeah, I mean, what... What is it? I don't understand why he doesn't just go out and do whatever he wants to do. And leave you to do what you do.
I haven't talked to him in about 5 years.
Come on.
Yeah.
Why don't you, like, just go get a life and leave Johnny alone?
Johnny's working.
Yeah. That album he put...
doing voices now, too, cartoons,
yeah,
huh?
It's pretty wild. Yeah, working on Family Guy, do characters on Family Guy, and, you know, a lot of commercial work, and just, you know, keeping busy, man. It's all about the characters, you know?
Yeah.
Driving forward.
That's it. You don't have to deal. What are you doing? Oh, you're an instigator, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Johnny doesn't need to talk to you.
I haven't seen or heard a guy in, Jesus, 3-4 years now.
Really? You know what it is, though? When you're hooked up with somebody and you get that popular, people assume that, you know, you just have this lifelong relationship that goes on.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, I'm stuck with Opie now. And, you know, that isn't always a pretty thing.
Hey, this is no picnic, trust me.
What are you going to do, you know?
Wait till we start fighting. It's going to get great.
Oh, come on.
Eddie, what's up?
Hey, Yonah. What's going on?
How are
Listen,
you?
Listen, I live on Fresh Pond Road. Johnny probably knows that's where they filmed the Jerky Boys. And they were fighting on the set, man. They were going at it back
were
then.
Were you really?
Yes.
Come on.
So I mean, you know.
Why would I lie about ask him? He'll tell you the truth.
I have no problem with the truth. You know, we have a few fist fights here and there.
They do, yeah.
I mean, you know,
I wouldn't want to get in a fist fight with you, man. You work out and stuff.
Well, you know, it's not about that. I'm not into that, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do? You know, it's just part of the deal.
Just want to have some fun, make
a
living.
You get liquored up, and then you get into a brawl.
Nice.
He was too scared to take the call.
Come on.
He's too scared to talk to Joe.
Come on. Why are you still on the phone?
I don't want to speak to you guys. I want you to speak.
You're terrible.
I don't know. This is bad.
Opie's the worst,
oh,
man.
Oh, Christ.
He's the biggest instigator.
What the hell are you doing? Unbelievable. Stop that.
We had him on the show. We tortured him, man.
Why are you hanging up on me?
He called the show back 12 times at least, and we're like, hey, we really love the Frank Rizzo. Can you do the Frank Rizzo? That's the other guy.
Frank Rizzo.
It's horrible, man. You know, a lot of people kind of remember the camaraderie, I guess, and it's, you know, and it's been, like you said, 4 years.
Again, I think it all gets back to that movie deal. You know, you see, you know, the whole...
Yeah.
Up on screen, you know, like two Pillsbury boys, you know.
All of a sudden, you're Martin and Lewis, you know, in the movie.
Right.
You got to work with Ozzy.
Yeah, Ozzy was great, man.
Nice.
Great. It was, this guy was a pisser, you know.
Wasn't Big Pussy in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Pussy was in the Jerky Boys movie.
And Mike.
Now Big Pussy's on the phone over here.
Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Johnny, what are you planning to do in the future, man? You coming out with another CD or what?
Yeah, it's out right now. That's what I'm here promoting, the CD. I got a website, laugh.com, that put together with George Carlin and Milton Berle and a lot of great comedians and whatnot. And, you know.
All right, man. That's pretty cool. I just want to tell you, I think you're friggin' hilarious.
Thanks.
That number 4 CD that came out, number 3 was kind of a stinker, man, but number 4 was hysterical.
Well, I appreciate that, but number 3, man, was my personal favorite.
Which one was number 3? Describe
the
cover.
Frank Rizzo on the cover, like King Kong, hanging off the Empire State Building. That's what we introduced. There was 5 new characters on that CD.
That's like my homies and my cronies.
That was a great CD.
Oh, no, number 4 was much better, man. I split my side laughing.
Well, let's go. Everybody's got their favorite, man. You know, some people love number 1, number 4, whatever, but they're all really good.
I can listen to number 1 tomorrow and still just lose it every single track.
And some of the tracks that were on the bootleg that, you know, was being passed around for years. And that's something that people really, I don't think really know about, because when I first heard you guys, it was on a cassette tape that was overdubbed 50 times. You could barely make out what it was saying. Right. And everyone had a story about how, no, this is my uncle's friend's brother's friend that does this.
Right.
And you're like, what? And some of the stuff, I know why also, some of the stuff a little too raw to even put on a CD.
Well, that's when I kind of came out of the woodwork. I mean, I was hearing it on radio stations and radio shows, and I'm talking big shows.
Yeah.
And nobody, they were like, we don't know who this is, but man, this stuff is unbelievable. That's when I said, I got to definitely come out of the woodwork and, you know, do something about it. And it's been amazing, you know.
Yeah.
It was done, you know, as a family thing with just wacky characters that I was doing since I was a kid. And, you know, next thing, when it hit the streets, I mean, you go around the world, wherever they speak English, this thing is going nuts. Ireland, England, I mean, Australia, Canada, wherever the hell it is.
And then people that are, unfortunately enough, named Frank Rizzo.
Oh, there's plenty of that.
Yeah,
the
there's
mayor
a lot of
Philadelphia.
I know. Frank Rizzo.
Frank Rizzo. I heard the guy was a real, real tough guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. In his tuxedo, he went down with a stick at some riot and started beating people down. Tough guy.
Tough guy.
I'll break your ass over there.
What's it?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Finally, a jerky boy that we can finally talk to. I hate that jerk off Kamal. Hey, Frank Rizzo.
What's up?
Hey, why don't you guys do a bit with Opie and Anthony? Do a little, couple little pranks while you're there.
Yeah, that's. I'm making a Christmas album, actually. That'd be a good idea to get a couple of. Voices down.
We kind of did a few pranks ourselves. Yeah.
Hey,
we did okay.
Who doesn't love doing the prank phone calls?
Hey, it'll even be better now because you got Frank Rizzo there.
Brings you right back to when you were a kid.
You're going to wrap your head with a ratchet.
That's right there, Butter Boots.
Take it easy, guys.
Yeah, the one with the tools, obviously. Just the you have your classics, like the Beatles have their classics. One is just.
And it's, you don't have to say the dirty words. It's like you can just say, "Should I bring my toolbox?"
Yeah, that does it
and
right there.
He's like he's talking. Should I bring my toolbox? I'll see you tomorrow with my tools.
Jackass.
Frank.
Jackass.
What's up, Frank? Across the way.
Hey, John.
Hello.
John, you remember the twins, Alan and Rudy?
Yeah.
They were the guys that helped you out with the whole Frank Rizzo character, right?
Frank Rizzo. Yeah, actually, Frank Rizzo is the mayor of Philadelphia. Rudy Allen are good buddies of mine, yeah. And yeah, I actually knew, yeah, there was a guy, Frank Rizzo, that hung out with us.
Yeah, and they,
oh, really?
They told me the story about how Kamal was came in secondary because there was your other partner back in high school that you guys ended up splitting up with, the guy Tony, I think it was.
Yeah, Tony. He's a good buddy of mine, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, they were.
Rudy and Alan say hi to you. And if you want, I'll give you a number off the phone.
I'd appreciate that. If you do that with this.
Rudy, all right?
Do that for me. Leave the number and I'll call the guys.
All right, definitely.
Thanks very much, man.
All right, Frank, thanks.
All right, take.
All right.
Yeah, you get back home and visit. Stuff like that, because I know where you go out to L.A. to do the voices
you know what?
Cartoons.
I got to get out there. You know, I'm kind of getting a lot of flack because that's really where all the work is at. And there's so many different characters and just, you know, different ranges, and it's just a blast, you know, doing that stuff. And it's characters that I develop now. It's 20 years, you know, going over 20 years of these characters.
Jesus.
And that's why Frank Rizzo, he's got his own personality, you know. Saul and all the guys. I mean, it's just endless. I mean, Lee Jeans, they come to me and they want me to create three new characters for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thank God, boom, just knock them out. And thank God, it's been great.
Tom, what's going on? Tommy.
Hey.
Tom.
Yeah?
You're on the radio. Let's go.
Yeah, my phone's crapping out on me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're hanging with Johnny B from the Jerky Boys.
What's up, guys? I just want to ask, because I'm a big Jerky Boys fan. Do you have to get, in other words, can you do a call, like, especially when you put it on the album? Do you actually have to get permission from the people that you call to put it on the album?
Yeah.
So my question is, like, 50 you have that you weren't able to put out because you didn't get, words. You must have a whole slew of stuff that you weren't able to put on an album.
Actually, I have a few calls that wasn't able to put on an album, but there's not that many. There's maybe 20, maybe 15.
Is there one call you just wish you could get out there, but they never gave the permission?
Well, actually, I'm making a tape for you guys that of these calls are not, you know, we can't release them.
Right.
But
maybe this might end up on the radio.
They're fantastic, though.
Yeah.
But it's a good question.
Do you ever have anybody, this is something I've always wanted to know, because I remember one guy was really displeased with your call.
Right.
Approach you since you hit big, that was the guy that called me.
Well, a couple of times people come forward, but, you know, a lot of times it's fake. They're not really the people.
Right.
They're just trying to get a few bucks out of the deal. And, you know, you also have to prove damages. You know, you can't just, you know, say, how did I hurt you, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we just roll with the punches. But it's been fantastic. After all these albums, I mean, there's never been a problem.
I remember the one call, though, that guy you called the bouncer. I'm going to come down there and shoot you.
Right, that's, again, something that couldn't come out.
Yeah. Right. I remember that from the book.
That was a little rough.
Three sea rags from your place scratched my car.
Hey, we cleaned up this one bit for the radio.
Cool.
Now, what's the name of the CD again, Johnny?
The Jerky Tapes.
Jerky Tapes, it's out now.
It's out now in all record stores. Or you can check out laugh.com. You can get it through laugh.com, but you know it's easy just to grab it at the record store.
And the setup on this, once again?
Is this Silverman?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, this is the Frank Rizzo doing Silverman, sports agent, who says that he can put these people on your favorite Major League Baseball team, football team, or put you in an Indy car, whatever you want, inside of a week.
And these jackasses believe it.
Cool, let's go to the tape.
Hello?
Hey, do I see a guy there in the Village Voice? Are you guys offering top-level positions in baseball?
First of all, you do me a favor. Shut those bastards up behind you.
Oh, I'm at work right now. My boss doesn't know I'm calling because this job is a piece of job. And I'm looking for real work.
Yeah, real work, like in the major leagues.
I don't know if I'm ready for major league, but I'm definitely ready for the minor leagues.
No. We don't do minor leagues, son. I'm a top agent. My name is Silverman. Shut that up so I can hear you.
You don't hear me?
No, that... Who is that guy with the mouth?
I'm a salesman.
Well, who's the big mouth behind you?
Oh, he's another salesman.
Put him on the phone.
He's taking care of a customer.
All right, would you tell him to shut his mouth? I don't need to hear that when I'm trying to talk to you.
Okay.
What do you want to do? You want to race a car? You want to play baseball? What the do you want?
I want to play baseball.
All right, for what team?
Hopefully Yankees.
All right, I'm writing all this down. Give me a name.
My name is Chris.
Yeah, that's great, Chris. Chris what? All right, right?
Yes.
All right, so what do you want to do?
I want to play the outfield.
Whoa. Speedy Gonzalez over here. I need your phone number.
212?
Yeah.
4?
Right.
82.
And what is that supposed to mean? Huh?
That's my number.
Yeah, but no, I don't give a about the number. You just said you wanted to do what in the outfield?
I want
to
play the outfield.
Yeah, so do I want to play the outfield. You got to tell me more. I got to get you out there. I want to make top dollar for you. You know why?
I run the 40 in 4.4.
Yeah, so do I. Let me tell you something. I tell you what.
What?
I got to make top dollar for you so I can get paid.
Okay.
All right. Now, what team did you say you wanted to play for?
Yankees.
All right, the Yankees. We got a couple of slots in the Yankees. What do you want, shortstop or second base?
I don't play the infield. I play the outfield.
Yeah, well, listen. You don't have many choices here. I'm trying to make you millions of band in the 80s. Nobody gave a f*** about the outfield. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Move yourself up there where the cameras can get on you. Nobody in the outfield there, you get hit with bottles, knives, and all kinds of f***. You get up there, you play the infield like a man. You take a line drive to the like a man.
Do you think I can make it like Derek Jeter?
Derek Jeter's a punk. What do you mean, Derek Jeter? You want me to bump the for you?
I would love that.
Go ahead, shoot.
So when can I set up an interview?
Look, are you serious about playing ball?
I'm very serious.
Well, first of all, did you ever play ball?
I played high school and college.
You played college ball?
Yeah.
What college?
Florida State.
They sucked.
Not the years I was there.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you sound like a little Fruit Loop to me. That's what you sound like. How much do you weigh?
190.
190. How tall are you?
6 foot.
6 foot, 190. That's a little scrawny, don't you think?
My arms are pretty big.
Yeah, your arms are big. What the f*** are your arms? My f*** is big. What's that going to do for me? Is there something wrong with you?
No, there's nothing wrong with me.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to try to think where I can fit you. You wouldn't mind being a bat boy for a couple of weeks, right?
A bat boy?
For a few weeks.
Where?
Yeah, the Yankees.
No, I don't want to be a bad boy.
Well, that's how we move them up. We get them on the field there, you know, we break them in slow, and then we move them right into the dugout.
That sounds like a plan. Hey, I mean, you're the one that knows it better than me, so...
Well, listen to me.
Okay.
You know, you just brought up Derek Jeter. Who the you think put him on the Yankees?
I have no idea.
Silverman, baby. Me.
Yeah?
Okay. Now, there's another way we can go another route, too. I get you an even quicker.
How?
I start you at the end of the week there, you're selling peanuts up in the crowd.
I have to sell peanuts?
Well, you don't have to sell them. I'm just telling you a faster route. I get you up there selling the peanuts. Next thing you know, I got you on the field with the bats. Next thing I got you in the dugout sitting with the guys.
And when I'm sitting with the guys, I get a shot?
You want a shot?
I want a shot.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to get you a shot. Now, let's talk salary. How much you want?
Starting, I like, hopefully, like 50 grand.
Well, what the is with 50 grand, you I gotta make money here. We're talking millions of dollars. You're talking 50 grand. You go in there with that figure, they'll laugh me out of the ballpark. I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna shoot them a figure for $2 million for you for the first year. Okay?
Okay.
And I get 20% of that.
So when could this start?
All right, look, what you gotta do, you gotta prepare yourself a little baseball suit. The costume?
Okay.
You get yourself a nice little costume, slip it on you, and get on a subway or something to come over to my place.
Where's your place?
It's over downtown Manhattan. I want to see you in the costume.
Okay.
When I see you in the costume, I see you doing some moves, some swinging around there. You know how you dust off your slacks after you slide home? You know? You dust yourself off in front of me like that. I got to see how you're going to look on camera. All right?
That sounds great.
If you look good to me, I got your number here. I'll call you back in a couple of weeks. I got you in the dugout.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
All right.
When can I come to your house?
You can come to my house when I call you when I'm ready.
Oh, well, you're going to call me?
I call you when I'm ready for you.
Okay.
I got a few people coming down this week. Look, I got to get off the phone.
You sound like a guy who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to get you on the Yankees. That's going to show you how I know what I'm doing, all right? You little don't come off with the mouth cute.
How long do you think you get a call?
What's that?
When will I get receive a call?
I'll tell you, I'll call you when I'm ready. When you get your ass ready to play ball, son.
I'm always ready.
Yeah, you get ready. And I remember I said keep that mouth toned down. All right, punk?
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, come on.
Man, that's brutal.
Yeah, God like damn, that. Is that brutal.
That's tough on right, guy.
What like a that. Tool.
Sound like a little Fruit Loop to me.
How much you want to make? $50,000. You can laugh me out of that.
$50,000.
50 grand a play.
That's great. We're hanging with Johnny B from the Jerky Boys. We got to take a break. We're doing,
Can they hear us, Rick?
No, they're not on the phone.
But are they from somewhere we're not broadcasting?
No, out of state.
All right, we have a bad guest today, Anthony. It's not you, Johnny. From time to time, we book bad guests.
How could they not hear us, though?
Out of state.
Oh, yeah?
What? Ken's got the big pen.
Ken's got the
big pen. Anything else I need to do?
That is a giant
look how,
pen.
Look how sad.
Get the pick. You look really like
stupid with this pen.
No, you look like your nerves are about at their end, Ken.
Jeremy thought I was gonna.
Ken, why are you so nervous today? We haven't had a contract for the last 2 months.
Yeah, why today is it so important we sign this?
Right.
I think
because you know we read the paper and saw the Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh,
thing,
that,
right?
that Mel was offering $500 million to get Rush.
I mentioned that to some people.
And
well, remember he was talking. Mel doesn't run just radio anymore.
Right.
So that was probably a multimedia deal.
Oh, a big. What is he going to be, an astronaut too?
Well,
I mean, $500 million. That guy's going to be doing more than just radio.
To do this.
We didn't get any TV rights, for example, in your deal.
So yeah.
You would think it'd have to be a little less.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we should get the TV thing.
Besides
going
over,
too, huh?
You know, if you had signed for 8 years like
yeah.
we did, you probably could have gotten that same money.
8 years. Please.
Jim, what do you think of our boss holding the 4-foot contract signing pen?
You know, it
looks good. That's a nice pen, man.
Isn't that a nice pen?
Very nice.
Does it write? And where did you get that from?
Who ripped it off from me? No?
I actually rented it.
Which will come out of your salaries.
Yeah, I tried to buy it, but they didn't want to part with it.
Ken, you're sweating really bad. You all right?
I was walking with this stupid pen down the street.
We got a picture.
Everybody thinks they have to say something funny to a guy walking down the street. With
hey, nice pen, Dick.
Hey, right. Man, where do you get the ink for that thing? Like that.
Out of your back.
You have a 4-foot pen in your hand.
Yeah, that's a big pen.
We're getting a picture of that. We're going to put it on the website. The okay. boss holding the contract signing pen.
I figured this might get you.
That's it's an attention right. getter, yeah.
But why can't
yeah.
we do this tomorrow?
No, it's got to be today.
Oh, no. Isn't there, no.
is there, I'll tell you exactly what's happening. Today. He's meeting with Mel.
Are you meeting?
Mel wants him to hand him signed contracts. Today, or else you have to answer to him, and that's a tough thing to do.
I think it was you were close.
Oh, really?
If I don't do all of that, then I'll be meeting with Mel.
Oh, okay. He has
and
to hand these to Fareed.
But I don't want to do it this
well,
way.
As you can see, Ken, we're a little busy right now. We're talking to Johnny B from the Jerky Boys.
What are you doing?
But I have a big
pen.
but
this goes to 11.
It's expensive. I only rented it for a short period of time.
They rent that per hour?
Can I tell you something?
Where the hell did you find the big pen?
Can I tell you something? Yeah. They made a guy come over here with me. He didn't want to let the pen out of his sight.
Where do you rent a giant pen?
Lee's Art Supplies. I was going to buy a regular
What does it cost
pen?
To rent a pen?
Johnny's amazed. This really is our boss, and he's really holding a 4-foot pen so we can sign our contracts.
Well,
it's about time.
Lee himself explained to me.
Yeah.
He rents anything in his store for 10% of the purchase price.
And how much would it cost to buy that pen?
Well, guess.
Oh. I couldn't even hazard a guess.
Well, nor could I, but it's pretty.
We want to see you write something with that.
Does it work?
Lee's has my personal check for this pen, so I really don't let it out of my hand.
Well, it doesn't work?
It doesn't work? Looks like he could stab someone.
That must be expensive if he's really worried about having to pay for it.
Yeah.
Is it over $100?
Yeah.
Is it over 500?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that over a $1,000 pen?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Are we talking?
It didn't come with any ink.
Are we talking 5,000?
No.
2,000?
A little more.
A little $2,500 pen.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, and you had to give $250 to rent that pen. You rented that pen for $250?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things.
And we go to the ATM to pay a guest prize money?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it kind of got out of hand. You know, it was hanging up there. I said, yeah. Can I borrow the pen? And the guy that works says, sure, you can borrow the pen. Yeah. So then I kind of got attached to it.
I have a feeling. $250. Great bit. Great bit, Ken.
Thank you.
I like
a feeling
it.
If we don't sign these contracts, he's jumping out that window
and
today.
And first he's bludgeoning us with the giant pen.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Hill.
I'm going to get my $2,500 here.
$2,500 pen.
He made me leave a check, a personal check as a deposit.
For the entire amount.
Yeah.
But you just gave him a free plug for his art store.
Did I? Oh, yeah. I used a different name.
Opie smashed the pen.
Oh,
yeah. Opie smashed the pen, man.
Yeah.
Smashed the pen.
No, did I say that was a personal check?
Doug from Springfield. I don't know what he wants to say, but Doug, you're on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hello, how you doing, Ken?
Hey.
Does the big pen smell of Melissa?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, Doug.
Wow, Ken, I had
come on, man.
He was going to say that.
What the hell was that?
It's not like we could read what the people want to talk about on this phone screen here.
West Coast Dave saying, never sign a contract from a guy who's sweating and anxious. That's true. Doesn't
yeah,
that
why
seem
are
bad?
Sweating and anxious, Ken.
This was not easy to acquire. Remember, it's heavy. Feel it.
Oh, he's not a... Oh, something's in the works, and I don't know what it is.
He's having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, you
are they?
You
is,
finally got
is Infinity Broadcasting yes. going to sign ManCow to a huge money deal, and you're afraid that we'll say, you know, F this?
Well, no, you would be going after your agent on that one, right?
No, you know, he's got to do his job. I'm just wondering, it seems like now tomorrow a shoe will drop, and we'll go, aha!
Now we know.
That's why we had a sign.
Oh, I see.
No?
That's a, you know, I can see why you would think that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Bring that pen over here.
Ove's got the mallet.
No.
Dude, break that pen.
No.
It's $2,500 out of Ken's pocket.
What is that for?
For breaking stuff.
That's sure would leave a big pocket stain if it exploded. Right, Ken?
Here, Rick, you can...
Something's up. Now I'm suspicious.
I know. Now I'm really suspicious.
All right, I'm putting mine back in the envelope.
Look, I got you a big giant pen.
You look ridiculous, man.
Yeah, that's
by the way,
kind of matches.
I told him 15 minutes. I know this guy's going to charge me more.
Really?
But yeah. It doesn't sign. How are we going to sign with the big pen?
Well, it's, you know, he said.
You want to attach maybe a pen to it?
Symbolic.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
I'm not going to sign my contract with a pen taped to a giant pen.
Jim, what do you think of the big pen?
I think you look good with it.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
You're a buzz, man.
You look terrific.
All right.
All right. Let's.
We have to take a break. Johnny B. just completely amazed at this point.
It's just blowing me away, man.
Let's go to the FU line and we'll figure out what we're doing next, okay?
I'll go put the pen in my office.
Yeah, go lock that up. Valuable pen. Yeah. What other fun stuff they got to rent there? Do they have a big thimble? He's just leaving.
You know how great it would be if he fell and impaled himself on the pen?
Oh, boy.
All right. Well,
we'll be back.
The incredible shrinking GM. The FU line.
Hey, thanks for calling. And here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, I want to send a big FU out to Eisenhower Park out in Long Island. Every single day I go jogging out there, man, and every single day I see this one weirdo, this one pervert, driving around in a silver Malibu, driving around from lot to lot with a pair of binoculars staring at people. This guy's a sicko, man. This guy's a pervert. So big F you to Eisenhower Park for not doing anything about it. And hopefully a Nassau County cop will hear this and do something about it. F you, man, you sick perv.
Next message.
Yeah, this is Hondo from Northeast Philly. I want to send an F you out to the Philadelphia Eagles. After telling the taxpayers that they wouldn't do it, they hit us with a f***ing seat tax for a seat license tax from $2,000 and $3,000. So f*** you, Philadelphia Eagles. I hope you'll lose for the next 10 f***ing years.
Next message.
This is a big f*** you to Mandy. You are the biggest piece of herpy-carrying trash I've ever met in my life. You're never going to f***ing go anywhere, and you are the biggest slut loser I've ever met. End of message.
How old are you?
18.
And I pull your shirt off.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Well.
Opie Ravioli.
Opie and Anthony. Opie. Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show, hanging with Johnny B from the Jerky Boys.
What do you say?
Frank Rizzo.
That's right there, rubber boots.
right on.
Well,
Jim Norton in the studio.
And look who's here.
Ken Stevens.
Ken Stevens. Ken went to an art supply place and rented a giant pen, Opie. A pen that cost $2,500 and for a little bit. Like a little bit. That you were doing, which was
surprised I brought it back. Sometimes.
Oh, you brought it back?
I had to.
And Dan from Hoboken's got a great observation. It's funny how Ken spent the same amount of money on a giant pen as he did on Psycho Mark's settlement.
About right.
Dan from
Actually,
Hoboken.
I think the pen got more.
The pen got more.
The picture of Ken with the big contract signing pen is up on the website.
Oh, it is already?
WNEW.com, yes.
Look how quick that happened.
Hey, I don't remember signing a release or anything.
No, you didn't. Oops.
So what do you want to do, Ken?
Well, I guess we have to sign this, huh?
That'd be good.
All right. Who's first? Who goes first?
Oh, my arm.
Oh, my arm.
Hey. I think it's broke.
No, you have to get a replacement.
Well, get a pen.
You sure we can't do this tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm not signing with the piece of crap pen.
Who cares what it is?
I spent all my money on the other.
Can we do it with a highlighter?
Can't do it with a highlighter.
No.
Where's the page? Look at this thing. It's like pages. I didn't even read it, but I guess it's okay. Right, Johnny? That's what you do. You just sign it.
Yeah, you just sign it, and then you get your ass handed to you.
Right. Johnny knows.
I've had it happen.
Sure. You're not really in anything unless you've been really screwed over bad at least once, so... Oh, wait a minute. That's right. That was the last contract, so I guess we're fine now.
Hey, what happens if the signee's name is spelled wrong?
Oh, it is?
That's good for me, right?
Good for you.
Good for me, right?
Who's the signee?
I'm the signee.
You'll be the signor.
Oh, I'm the signor.
Sayonara.
My name is spelled wrong about 100 times in the contract.
Is it? Good. You got an out.
O-P-Y?
No, the real name.
They spelt it wrong last night on Fox News, too.
That's right.
Mr. Huggies.
Do you have a pen, Mr. Well, Stevens?
I don't. I took it back.
I guess we can't sign
again,
this.
I would look at my agent for that because I didn't drop that contract.
Hey, you moved a decimal point.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Why was our first contract for this place like 2 pages long and this one's about 250?
They could screw you better in more pages. That's how it works.
You see all the things we could get fired for?
I know.
Holy yes.
Wow.
That's my favorite page.
I bet. That's the one he turns to all the time. He's got it memorized.
Yeah. It's on the back of my door.
Hanging up.
Yeah.
Who's Farid?
Oh,
Fareed.
That's Fareed. Oh,
no, I didn't know.
I call him Mr. Suleiman.
Hey, I got to write a title in here. Can it be any title?
Well, Opie got one, and in case you wanted one, we thought we'd leave a blank space.
Can I be a czar?
Sure.
You could be whatever you
want. I
want
to be one, Anthony.
Das Führer.
That's right, Anthony. We don't have a pen, Ken.
Give me a pen.
Can I get a nice pen?
I don't want
nice.
Nice pen. That's
give me a nice pen.
Special pen.
Come on, Ken. Now we're all ready to sign.
We're all ready.
And now
you're not ready.
You're putting it off. I can't believe this.
We need it. No, that's a bad pen.
That's a Sharpie.
Sharpie.
Sharpie's good, right?
Yeah, I'll put like a... Wow, Anthony. Rock on, Opie.
Shut up.
Rock on.
Ken, where's your nice GM pen?
All right, I'm going to go get a nice GM pen.
Go get your nice GM pen, and we'll be ready and willing and able to
we'll
sign
continue
our
with the
contract.
Show, right?
Before I decide which pen to bring, do I get it back after you sign?
Sure, yes.
Like, you keep it like a ceremonial
pen. Go get a pen, and we'll sign this.
Clinton signing a peace accord or something. Yeah, you got to save
every
the
time
pen.
He's putting it back away.
Yeah, he puts it back in the envelope. Makes it that much more inconvenient to take out.
How long is he going to buy this? We ain't signing this today.
He keeps coming back.
He's been trying for the last 4.5 hours, Anthony. This started at like, 1:30 or so. Hey, our next guest is on the phone, Anthony.
Yes.
Did Rick pick her up for a second?
Of course.
Yeah. All right, we're doing bad guest
bad
today.
Guess. Let's get the...
Anthony, explain bad guest.
Well, we get a lot of people that send us press kits on what they do, whether they have a book out or an event or something, that would really not fit on this show. You know, like books on... that one, what was the last one we had? Good girls who want to have bad girls sex or something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, please.
Right. And then the guy that lived in his car for a while.
Lived in his car. It's these who cares guests. And instead of just blowing them off, we figured now we're going to take them and do a little segment called Bad Guest.
And F with them really bad. And
we
hopefully
just told them.
They'll hang up crying and stuff. But she has no idea. She thinks this is a legitimate radio program.
Yeah, this is Jackie.
And is Frank Rizzo going to help us today?
Yeah, I'll throw in a little 2 cents.
You can jump in whenever
you
want.
I'll throw in some 2 cents.
Johnny, sure. I didn't ask you. I asked Frank Rizzo.
Look at you, you tool.
All right, so who is Jackie in?
Jackie Fine heals and ignites relationships, Opie. For the past 13 years, she's coupled her unique experience with information. I'm falling asleep already. She has seminars on sex, relationships, and making it as far as... HBO's Real Sex series.
Oh. Hey, I got the bullet points. Learn how to evaluate and understand your relationships. Discover new ways to keep the sheets hot. Uncover the amazing results produced like... Uncover the amazing results products like Viacream can have on female arousal.
Yeah, she's plugging this stuff. It's called Viacream. I like the Viagra ripoff first three letters. And what does it do? Who created it?
Right, and finally, have your audience's problems solved and questions answered on air. That's where you help us out, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, serious questions only, people.
Yeah, we just want the serious questions for Jackie Fine.
Now, for people in other cities, we have to explain, New York knows this, whenever we ask for serious questions only, please give us only the most inane, stupid, friggin' questions. Thank you.
All right, and you can call up right now, 866-277-4WOW.
Jackie Fine.
Let's say hi to Jackie Fine. Ready. Jackie.
Hello.
Jackie Fine. And fine you are.
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony program.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have that sexy voice.
Well, thank you.
Are you a hot mama?
Oh, look at that. Opie, she's got that laugh going. I like that.
Are you a hot mama that has a lot of sex?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Ooh, you're an African princess.
A Nubian princess.
I can tell by the voice you got a little color in you.
How did you tell that, Opie? Opie likes African women.
Yeah. Really?
Are you like Cafe Latte or Mickey Rivers Dark?
Well, did you look at the website?
Oh, yes, I did.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, you seem like you might have a big butt, though.
Really?
Yeah. Got one of them big cottage cheese asses on you.
Frank Rizzo's also here in the studio. He's a guest today.
Yeah. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, what's up? What do you say?
Oh, man.
Crazy broad. All you hear is laughter over here. We're trying to ask you questions.
Yeah, so, Jackie.
Yes.
What's up, baby?
Well.
All right, so. Yeah.
What?
I like that. Look at that, huh?
Turn Jackie around.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're not
that hot. Are you looking at the webpage?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nice. I like what I see, baby. You know what? Hi.
Hey, what's up now?
I like that.
That was the wrong track.
So what do you do, Jackie?
Well...
Give us a little insight.
Yeah, you're a relationship specialist?
Exactly. For the past 13 years, I've worked with the American Institute of Human Abilities. I'm part of...
Hey, so do I.
Oh, really?
No.
So you're not?
What?
No. So what do you do for them, Jackie?
I educate couples on sex and relationships.
You help them get their F on, right?
Mm-hmm. How to have a better sex life and a better relationship. And I'm currently talking about the,
yeah,
the hottest thing out on the market right now.
And what's that?
Apuha!
No, Viacream.
Viacream?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that stuff.
I hear it's something you like rub on.
You rub it all over that itchy clam is what she's doing with it. You know that's what's going on there. Well, go ahead.
Is that what you do with it, Jackie? Frank Rizzo seems to be familiar with it.
You rub it
on the itchy clam.
I don't know if it works, though. I tried it. I rubbed it all over my ass. I got no sensation at all.
Of course, it's not going to work on you. It's for women only, darling.
Oh, all right, Toots. Go ahead.
But yes. How does the cream know it's being rubbed on a woman?
Well, you would rub it on your significant other or your wife. Yeah. What it is, it's the female version of a Viagra.
In a cream.
So in a cream. And it's all natural. It's some really incredible stuff.
I got a cream I like to rub on the clam myself. It comes in my own pump dispenser.
So, Jackie.
Yes.
Where do you rub this cream? On the peach or Das Dupe?
You rub it right below the little man in the boat.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What's the little man in the boat?
You don't know what the little man in the boat is?
No. Do I need to know what the little man in the boat is?
Yes, you do. In order to know where to rub it, you need to know that.
Is that it?
Yeah, the little love button over there.
I thought I had to go down to the Ash Roken ramp, find a boat.
Give it a good slap now and then. Get it all riled up.
Does that seem to work for you, Frank?
Oh, beautiful.
Does the cream work its way through the nappy hair?
Well, you're not going to apply it there.
Oh, no, not by the hair.
It has to be very specifically applied.
Yeah, but what if there's so much in the way? What if it looks like maybe you got, Link from the Mod Squad's head in a leg lock? You know what
well,
I mean?
You probably should get a chainsaw and do something.
I really don't know what
this.
The little man in the boat thing is. Is he in the middle of the forest?
Mm-hmm. Ah! Stop that! Stop that! That place! All right. Now we know, see? We're kind of... We're really not that informed.
I got it. And it does two major things to a woman.
What does it do? Let's get ready for the two major things it does, this Viacream.
It causes her to become very lubricated.
Ah.
And causes her to become very aroused. Viacream was created by a board-certified OBGYN, the OBGYN doctor, Dr. Ronald Thompson.
Bingo was his name-o.
How does a guy know what is going to make a woman feel good?
Well, you know, he had women coming to him complaining daily that, you know, they weren't satisfied with sex.
Maybe she just needs a good pounding by someone that knows how to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, Jackie, you're an expert on this stuff.
Yes.
How long do you have to F before you become an expert?
How long do I have to ask?
F. How many years you got to have? How much effing do you have
to
do?
It's not just about the effing.
How many miles of C do you need under your belt before you're an expert? 20, 30 miles?
You need a few years of education and study in the area.
Is it safe to say you've done a lot of effing? In your life.
Jackie, comment?
No comment.
I do it for the benefits.
No comment. You guys are bad.
We're bad?
Yeah.
You're talking about rubbing cream all over. All over the happy place. And you use this product?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I do. And, I walk around with it on daily because I like the way it makes me feel.
You walk around?
Yes. I use it daily because I like the way that it makes me feel, yes.
Doesn't it make you a little squishy?
No.
And what about when you sit down? You're not leaving any telltale signs that you were there?
No.
No?
No.
I tell you, you want a real trip, you rub that little man in a boat there with some Bengay. I'll give you a nice little trip.
You use that on the girls there, Frank?
Yeah,
it seems to work wonders. It's amazing stuff.
Frank likes the Ben Gay.
Frank Rizzo's quite a romantic, Jackie.
Oh, I can tell.
He's always talking about his sexual conquests
on
women.
You got to come up with your own wacky ideas, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like he has skills.
So what does this cream do? Like, the orgasm and that's it?
Well, it was created for the 43% of American women who have, you know, problems reaching orgasms.
Oh, frigid bitches.
Or who have never had an orgasm.
Hey, Jackie, I got a serious question. Do we really have to care if the lady has the orgasm?
Yeah.
Of course.
I got mine. You get yours, honey. Okay?
If you want more of it, then you have to make sure that she's enjoying it, correct?
I don't know.
What does it taste like?
Well, it has an interesting taste.
Interesting? That doesn't sound good.
It's not a bad taste.
Does it taste like a dirty penny?
It has menthol in it.
Menthol? Wait a minute. You put this on, all of a sudden, I'm not getting my face involved.
No.
I could smoke a cool.
It's all
get the
natural,
same effect.
So it is edible. It's all natural. You can if you swallow it, it won't hurt.
Hey, Jackie, maybe if the guy had his face there in the first place, you wouldn't need the cream, right? But everyone knows the black guys don't like to eat the coochie.
I would like to know, is there any...
That's a stereotype. That is not true.
And that was Rich Voss saying that, and he should be slapped.
is there an age limit? Like if, say, you have, like, a baby-sitting job or something, and you apply the cream to your ward, would it have an effect?
Yes.
How old?
Well, I know that the oldest woman that we've...
No. Other direction.
The youngest woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, what age would you give this, the age limit?
Physiologically, women change.
Up or down? Age limit.
The whole age limit. Give us the whole thing from, you know, like when you buy a little game, it says ages 6 to 15.
Yeah, say 2 to 40 would this work?
But how old?
No. Typically 18 to whatever, 96, 100.
So you wouldn't recommend this for a real hot 16-year-old?
No. I am not condoning that. You're not getting me into that, no.
Wow, then I'm going to have to cancel my order.
So, what do you want to do? Like, you want to, like, take questions from our listeners and stuff?
I would love to. And, you know, the first person who calls in with a question for me, I'll send them one free.
Oh.
For some reason, no one seems to be calling.
Mm.
Wait a minute.
Can you jazz it up a little bit so maybe we get the phones ringing?
Yeah, give us a little more of what it's like when you use this cream.
Hey, is it true what they say about the black guys?
What is that?
That they got, you know, the biggies?
Well, it depends on what you call big.
You ever been with a white guy? Yeah, and she did the same thing, laughed. See? No?
Hey, man. Hey, people.
You like the, you ever been with a white guy?
No comment.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think a girl that's just outgoing with sex would want to, you know, really talk.
You're an expert. I'm assuming you've done it with everybody. Asians, you know, white guys, black guys.
No.
You ever been down with a slope?
Well, I'm with the American Institute of Human Abilities, and we focus on monogamous relationships.
Oh, that's
yeah, that's the foundation. I know.
So you're in a monogamous relationship?
Yes.
And is it a white guy?
No.
Ah, look at that. I like that. A sister that stays with the brothers. I like
They're
that.
They're all pink on the inside.
I like that. As another black man, I enjoy that. Because I don't like seeing our fine sisters out there with white guys.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, Jackie, we're going to take a break because this is going quite well. And we're going to take calls from our listeners. You have definitely jazzed up the phones quite a bit. We got about 20 people on hold. They want to ask relationship questions today.
Good ones, right?
Only serious questions from our listeners.
We fool around a little bit, but serious questions from the listeners, yes.
Wonderful.
And what effect does this have if you apply it to a hanky and cover a nose?
If you apply it to a hanky and cover your nose?
No, like someone else's nose, maybe a close friend, as you would with chloroform.
The menthol might work there, right?
I would think that it wouldn't have an effect because it only works on the mucous membrane of a female tissue.
Oh, you make it sound so hot. Nothing better than a nice big mouthful of mucus, right? Right? I'll make you flow mucus.
I just wish her picture was as hot as her voice.
Kind of like snot.
Yeah, it is. It's all the same. Isn't the mucus inside that area, Jackie, the same as the mucus in your nose?
Yes.
Isn't that disgusting now that you think about it?
Well, that's what you want, a vag that looks like a third grader's nose.
Blowing snot bubbles.
Frank Rizzo, surprisingly, very quiet right now.
Yeah, this is...
That's a good thing.
All right, Jackie, we're going to put you on hold, and we'll take some questions next, okay?
Sounds good.
It's Viacream, right?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, hold on, Jackie. Jackie Fine, everyone.
Let them hang like the animals they are.
Back with the Opie and Anthony show. Johnny B from the Jerky Boys hanging with us today.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Also, Frank Rizzo somewhere in the studio.
What's up there, you son of a bitch?
Jim Norton in the studio. And we're in the middle of talking to Jackie Fine. Jackie.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I thought you would have hung up by now.
I don't think so.
No. Not before taking questions from our audience.
Yeah, no. She's like a sexpert, right? You're an expert?
Yes.
You've done a lot of this effing, and you got some pointers for the folks now, right?
You've studied other people effing? You ever watch people just have sex?
No.
No?
No.
Everything's still in its proper place on you?
Exactly.
How could you not watch people have sex?
Well, you know, I've watched a lot of porno, but that's not
a lot of porno?
That's not education, though.
Why not?
It certainly is.
I learned some great moves from porno.
I learned a lot of cool tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't see what your partner's feeling with your face in the place.
Who cares?
Face in the place?
Face in the place?
And I have to explain that, too, right?
Like, well, what do you mean you can't see what your partner's doing?
You can't see what she's feeling.
Yeah, you can. You look up.
Yeah. Hey, Jackie.
Yes.
Are you into that 69 there?
Am I into the 69?
Yeah, you like that?
Do I like the position?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
Solid. Puts your nose right there.
You ever do the rusty trombone?
The rusty trombone.
You ever hear of that one?
No. That's is that one that you made up?
No. People, it's very popular. I'm surprised. You being the expert, you don't know what the rusty trombone is.
What is it?
Jackie,
like,
get this. I'll enlighten you. I can't believe this. You're a sex expert, and I have to enlighten you on the rusty trombone.
You're
isn't that something?
You put the tongue right on the balloon knot. Now, do you know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the balloon knot is?
Yes.
Yeah?
You sure?
Okay, continue.
All right, the balloon knot. And then as you're working that with the tongue, you'll give the reach around. And now you work that like a trombone. Right? It's called the rusty trombone.
Frank Rizzo loves the rusty trombone.
How great is that?
Oh, boy, I tell you, I let my dog give it to me all the time.
See? Right? You ever do that, Jackie?
No.
Yeah. You into Cleveland Steamers or Golden... you know what I mean.
Oh,
can't
no.
Can't even say it anymore on this goddamn show.
None of that.
Jackie, do you get your freak on?
Freak! Nice.
I thought we were going to take calls.
Jackie, I do want to ask a very serious question, though. What is all this emphasis on condoms?
What is the emphasis on it?
I don't understand it.
Yeah,
we feel
like the condoms get in the way, you know?
We're practicing safe sex, you know?
It's overblown. And I mean, what am I going to do, catch AIDS twice?
No,
No.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I do not think that it's overblown. I think that it's very important to protect yourself.
Oh, come especially. On, a bunch of queers running around. That doesn't affect the rest.
Norton doesn't quite understand a lot of things. I think he's very limited in his thinking.
Yeah, he's a little slow. So don't mind him. That's why we have him on the show. He's not all there.
Yeah.
You like it in that Doom Pier?
It sounds like he's two sandwiches short of a picnic, huh?
Hey, Jackie, be careful.
Whoa.
Jim's reading level's, what, sixth grade, Jim?
No, I read very well. I read very well.
Yeah? Jackie.
Yes.
Do you like the backdoor action?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
I would think a girl like you now would just be like, every orifice is fair game. No?
No.
Do you toss the salad?
Tea bag?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
You like the tea bagging?
Do you toss the salad? You into the donkey punch?
I thought we were going to take phone calls.
All right.
Have you noticed differences in different ethnicities? And I'm being very, very serious when I ask this.
Norton, yes.
White women and black women react differently. And Asian women, I find, are the hardest to stimulate.
Really?
And I'm not kidding and being sarcastic, but one time I was laying down with a zipper, and
sorry.
She could not get it turned on.
Wouldn't work. Maybe the cream would work.
I don't know. But I'm asking, is that a genetic thing?
Well,
you think that it was just because of her nationality that she wasn't able to get turned on?
Yeah, because her, equipment is sideways, right?
No, be a goof now. No, the equipment is fine and nice, but I honestly have always found that Asian women have had a tough time being stimulated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be their belief systems and how they were brought up.
Sneaky.
You know, that is definitely a problem in that area.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to feel good when you're yellow and war-making.
Hey, let's take
some phone calls.
Yeah, Jackie, let's take some phone calls, okay?
Yes.
We're talking to Jackie Fine, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and she is Jackie.
Jackie. Jackie.
Hey, Chris, you're on with Jackie Fine.
She is Jackie.
Yeah.
Well, Jackie, I was wondering.
Can you hear Chris, Jackie?
Chris, hello?
Hello.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh.
No, thank you, Jackie, because I'm really having a problem here.
Hey, Chris, keep it clean for the radio, okay? So you got to talk in code.
Okay.
You can't get too clinical.
Okay.
You're very clinical.
I've been with this girl for about 6 months now.
Yeah.
And every time we try to have sex, or how can...
Wait, hold on, Jackie. Hold on.
Opie, I don't even think that's a legitimate question.
No, it...
He's saying his girlfriend's junk gets in the way when he tries to have sex with her.
He sounds like a prankster.
I think
his
so.
His girlfriend's
And I was hoping if the cream would work.
I think...
But I can't find a little man in the woods. I only...
Darling, if your girlfriend...
Oh, all right, hold on. I do believe we've been pranked, Anthony.
Jackie, I apologize. I think that was a prank call or something.
Yeah, we want to keep it pretty serious,
Serious
guys,
questions.
We have Jackie Fine. Jeez.
Hey, what's going on, O&A?
That's the best thing of the day. Anthony.
Hey, I just got a quick question for Jackie, and I have some relationship problems.
Uh-huh. Anthony?
I was wondering if a cream's going to help me. My wife's not into getting mud on the helmet, and I was wondering if that cream's going to help.
Oh, good question.
Would the cream help out if a girl is a little shy about putting a little mud on your helmet?
And I was hoping if I could ask another question.
Hold on. Let her answer the first question.
You asked one already.
Yeah.
Come on.
She's a little shy about putting mud on the helmet.
Yes. Mud on the helmet.
Mud on the helmet.
Is the cream going to help with that area?
Jackie, you're the expert. We're all patiently waiting for the answer.
I would say that no. I mean, it's like she doesn't want to put mud on your helmet, and you're wondering if the cream's... I don't see how that's a match.
Maybe it would, loosen it up a little or kill the pain. Because you all know how they scream when you just Drive it home.
Hey, man, it was a slip. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
All right, Anthony, I guess the answer is no to your question. Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling the Opie and Anthony Show.
One question.
And, Jackie, it does have a menthol taste, you said?
Well, there's two major ingredients in it.
Okay, that's good. I wanted to know, would it possibly...
Yes?
Yes.
Norton?
Jim?
No, you can have
it. Jim's having trouble with his question. Would it possibly...
Yes, Jim?
Yes, Jim?
Wait, my microphone's not working.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is. You're having mic problems. We have technical glitches sometimes. Yes, Norton.
Well, as Jim tries to figure out what the F he wants to say,
it is menthol, though, right?
That's one of the major ingredients in it, and the other is L-arginine.
Jim, why don't you just spit it out there? Okay, here we go.
I was wondering, what does it smell like?
It doesn't have a smell.
Well, how can it have a taste if it's not a smell?
Is it menthol?
I'm not even goofing with you. I'm being very, very honest.
No, it doesn't have a smell. It's an all-natural cream.
Would it remove the oniony reek from my taint?
Excuse me?
Jim, she didn't hear you, so...
Wow. What's the matter with you?
My
head over here.
Jim, please?
I'm sorry. Would it remove the oniony smell?
Oniony smell?
From where?
Oh, goodness.
My taint.
From your taint? Jackie, would it remove the oniony smell from his taint?
It reeks of onions.
He has an oniony smell in his taint. I think that he has a serious problem.
Yeah, and it's for the women, right? It's got a menthol-y thing, and you rub it on that area, right?
Yes.
So is it like smoking a coal through a trout?
No.
No? All right. I'm just trying to get a line on what this might be like.
Why don't we go to the next call here?
All right.
Steve, you're on with Jackie Fine. She's
Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a question. I love my mother in an unnatural sort of way, but she doesn't love me back the same way. Now, can I give her this cream and maybe she'll love me the way I want her to love me?
Ooh.
Oh, good question. Jackie?
You could give it to your mother, but I would strongly suggest that you not love your mother in that way.
But nobody else knows me the same way my mother does, and she's the only one who's ever loved me for my whole life, and I really want to be with her. But she doesn't see things the same way that I do.
Well, just try to put the cream on something she's going to use in that area and fool her with it.
How if I just use a baseball bat? Knock her unconscious.
See, now I think he's
you're
kidding,
pranking,
Steve.
Whoa, what's that? You know, that's not right. He's just trying to be outrageous,
right.
Anthony.
Jackie, I'm looking at your picture right now, and I got to tell you, how was the sticker stop today?
How was the sticker stop?
Yeah, the wild sticker stop in Brooklyn.
Never mind. Let's take another call.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm Jackie Fine.
Yeah. I'm looking at Jackie Fine, and she sure is Jackie.
If this cream is applied right, will it stop an 8-year-old from testifying?
No.
Man, what kind of expert?
It's not for 8-year-olds.
Right, I knew that.
All right, let's go to
Jim Norton's got some issues.
Cosmo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, what do you got?
Yeah, I got a question for this chick over here.
All right.
I have a little problem getting women every now and then. I want to know if this cream's going to help. See, they kind of get mad when I, like, grab them from the street and toss them in my trunk. If I apply this cream to their, you know, intimate areas, will I get some ass finally?
Hey, that's a good question. I like
that. That is. What, does it work on people that have been apprehended, held against their will, and maybe even, sexually assaulted?
If you apply it properly, yes.
I think, hey, how about that?
Get off the phone, you skank!
Hey, Cosmo.
Whoa, buddy, whoa.
You know, we don't need that.
Why
pipe down here. Talk. Stop it. My God, Jackie, I got to apologize for some of the calls. Serious questions only, people.
Kids.
Unbelievable.
Hey, there's a couple gay guys calling, and they want to know what what do you got for them?
Nothing.
It doesn't work on
No,
the,
it doesn't. No.
Do you have any products for the homosexual community?
Yeah. No, I don't.
What do you got against the gays?
Well, what kind of bottle does it come in? Maybe they could use that. No?
No.
You were in Real Sex?
No.
On HBO?
HBO, yes.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
What'd you do? Real Sex, that's a wrap.
They filmed one of our seminars.
And what happened at the seminar? Were there naked people having sex?
No.
Were they using the cream?
No.
I can't get a straight answer out of her.
Jackie, you're not much of an expert.
Well, you know, I really...
I can't get a straight answer.
I'm probing you here for an answer, and I'm not really... What I can't get you as being an expert.
You can prove all you want.
I figure you give me a serious question, I'll give you a straight answer.
Come with an applicator.
Good question.
I'm not joking.
No, it doesn't come with an applicator.
What do you use?
A fist or a hammer claw?
You use your finger.
Use your finger.
Yeah.
Or if she's a big gal, maybe a paint roller.
No paint roller. Well, just a dab will do you. You don't want to put on too much.
All right. We're doing pretty well with the questions from the listeners. Yeah, a couple idiots out there, but in general, we're doing well. Scott, you got a question for Jackie Fine.
Yeah, hi, Jackie. Jeez. How are you? I'm involved in a monogamous relationship, too, with my parish priest, and I'm trying to keep it fresh. I just want to know if I use this cream on his taint.
Stop that.
Scott, you got to clean it up for the radio. They're dumping out.
Yeah, you can't say what you were doing after you applied your lipstick.
Oh.
We can all...
just so I think we understand what's going on with the goddamn lipstick, Scott. Frank Grizzle's getting pissed over here.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Jackie?
No.
It
only works on women.
It doesn't work on men. So use it on a nun.
Yeah, but he dresses like a nun.
But he doesn't have the parts.
I think, Jackie, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is another prank call.
Oh, good.
All right, well, over and out, charming quotesmith.
You know what, Jackie, I think you're forgetting, and I don't mean to be critical by no stretch, but aren't some women are traumatized mentally where it's not a physical problem they're having and they cannot achieve arousal due to, say, some type of mental trauma?
Yeah, probably from listening to the radio show.
No. I mean, all joshing aside. No, I'm not even teasing.
Jackie made it funny.
But, I mean, is that a possibility?
Comment?
I dated a woman, and this is true, who had been raped before we met, and as much as I would make fun of it and bring it up and tease her.
Yes, she was probably traumatized
funny.
Even more so because you were teasing her.
Yeah, well...
Jackie, you got this cream on you now?
Rub it on. Come on, put it on that thing.
Looks like a wallet.
Hey, let's go to Diane, who doesn't really understand what we're doing. Diane, what's going on?
Hey. Is this ONA?
Yeah, we're talking to Jackie Fine. She's Jackie. Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, got a question for you. First of all, is this the same cream that I forget who... was talking about it on Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
It is.
Yes, on April the 27th, they were talking about it briefly. And 3.5 million emails the next day asking where is the cream.
Right, how do you get it?
Yes, exactly.
Really?
Okay, now I have like the first serious question of all these...
Jokes
on the air.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank God.
Okay, here's my situation. I'm married, 7.5 years? I have a 4-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
After we had the baby, because my husband...
Hold on.
You can't say that.
Oh, you can't?
But you have to say...
I will explain. You had a kid 4.5 years ago, and now the husband...
Won't go downtown.
That's good. Well, lose the belly fat.
Have you showered since birth?
You know what, ONA? I almost did your mom's I Want to F.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Almost.
I wouldn't do it.
Hey, wait. There's a guy on the line that's going to answer your question.
I smell vermin, Poontang.
He doesn't like eating the peach anymore.
Anymore.
After you had how many kids?
One.
One kid how long ago?
4 years.
So he doesn't like to do that anymore.
He just says that's where babies come from now. It's a baby factory.
He's right. You keep it all nice and, trimmed up and stuff.
Oh, I do.
Guys like it like a... You ever see a little cherry stone clam?
Yes.
It's all nice and tightly wrapped and there's nothing there. They don't want it to look like an explosion at the chopped meat factory.
No, doesn't look like that at all.
You know what I mean?
Or that old-looking oyster.
I'm 5'3". I weigh 105
the
pounds.
The old muscle that opened up and turned black around the edges.
Yeah.
You guys are serious.
It looks like you dropped an old scallop on the barbershop floor. Right?
Droopy elephant lips.
You don't want that. Guys don't want to see that.
Well, it doesn't look like that.
It doesn't look like when you try to feed
a
horse a sugar cube.
I'll send it to you.
It does that thing with its lips.
Hey, look at the time. We ran out of time. But Jackie Fine.
Oh, damn.
She's Jackie. Yes.
Well, Jackie.
Thank you so much for helping Diane out.
Where do I get the cream? She didn't help me.
Who cares?
Jackie, you can get the cream by visiting
hang
my
the
website.
Phone up, you skank.
At www.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Shut up, dummy.
www.
Shut up,
Jackie.
Jackie,
no one.
Shut
can,
up, dummy.
No one can hear the website.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
All right,
okay.
Give the website out so Diane can get the cream. Jackie, please.
It's www.justaskjackie.com.
I can't hear the last part of it.
Oh, Diane, listen.
Diane, if you shut your trap, you could hear.
Open your effing ears, jackass.
As Frank Rizzo would say. Sorry, Frank. Diane.
Diane.
I'm here.
All right, listen closely. Jackie, please give the website.
Well, she can also call 1-800... 848
Jimmy! Well, looks like we accomplished a lot
what
today.
What do you want?
Great. Well, Diane, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And Jackie Fine?
Yeah. Jackie. And I learned something today, Jackie. Miss Jackie Fine.
I learned something, too.
You are truly Jackie.
Were you on Oprah? Jackie, you were on Oprah Winfrey?
No.
Was the cream on Oprah Winfrey?
Yes.
The cream was on Oprah?
Do you know if...
What do they do? Just, you know, put it on a little nightstand there and you looked at it for a while?
She interviewed the cream?
When she pulled her pants down, did it look like Bubba Smith's mouth?
Hey, Jackie, we ran out of time, unfortunately. You
yeah.
Know? We could do this all day.
Believe me, we could.
Your website,
I think we did.
Your website is justaskjackie.com. And if you want the cream, 1-800-848-5928.
Yes.
Right on.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you, Jackie.
You guys have a wonderful afternoon.
Mm-hmm. All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Laura. All right, that went well.
It did. It was very informative, I thought.
We'll come back and play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show. You can stick around for a few. You want to?
Sure, yeah.
All right, try to learn from the Jersey Boys.
I think though it does work on men too. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah,
and, absolutely.
And we got to talk. And your CD is called
The Jerky Tapes,
and it's out in stores
all
right
stores,
now.
All record stores.
And the website
is laugh.com.
Laugh.com?
Yeah, laugh.com.
All right. What did we learn on the O&A show next?
Food. Wow. Food. Wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I find the most erotic part of a woman is the boobies.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Hey, man, I want to thank Johnny B from the Jerky Boys for stopping by today.
Thank you, guys.
Very cool to see him again.
Thank you very much.
Got to come by and see us again, bro.
Definitely.
His new CD's out in stores right now. And joke.com. Very good, Jim Norton.
Laugh.com or joke.com?
Laugh.com.
Laugh.com.
L-A-U-G-H or F-F?
L-A-U-G-H.
Nice. Jim Norton, of course, always a pleasure. Quick round of what did we learn on the Opie and Anthony Show, and then we got to get out of here, okay? Let's start with Paul A. Paulie, what'd you learn, man?
Hey, guys, what's up? I learned two quick things.
Yeah.
I learned that Jackie Fine is now doing sticker stops. And I learned that you can't catch AIDS twice.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Very good.
Threatening stinky rule, baby. Later.
All right. Johnny, what's up? Johnny.
Yeah.
You're on the radio.
Oh. Hey, I learned that Earl eats at Popeye's because he's the black guy.
Well, he said that. He said all that today himself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Johnny. Sergio.
Yo.
Hey.
I learned that there's a bearded scallop. See ya.
All right.
What did he say?
Casino learned that Norton's taint smells like onions.
Ann, what's going on? Ann.
Oh, hi. I could barely hear you.
You're on the radio. What's going down?
Well, I learned that Anthony has serious issues with young girls.
Why is that?
Well... Okay, and I'm not even sure if it was him that said it, but somebody made a reference earlier when Jack A was on about how it would work with 16-year-old girls.
That was Norton.
That was Norton. Anthony Norton has serious
No, Anthony said
girls.
The 16-year-old. I was implying a toddler.
A toddler?
Yes.
That's even worse, dude.
Yeah, of course it
that's
is.
That's pretty bad.
Well, that's way bad.
She made a statement. That's even worse.
Yeah, please.
So tempting, though.
All right, Ann.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Jerry learned a lot of things, Anthony. He learned that Ken rents big, giant pens. He also learned if you're not laughing in 20 minutes, you get a toaster and a rookie card. He learned that TV takes away the flatness. And the little man in the boat is in the forest.
Learned a lot.
Sean from Philly. What'd you learn, Sean?
Yeah, I learned if you're not laughing in 20 minutes, your mom's going to die of cancer. All right, you guys suck.
What an educational show.
Well, we really try here. Kurt, what did you learn on the show today?
Hey, what's up, guys? I learned that Anthony wants to be Dutch feuded. Later, guys.
All right. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I learned that Jackie Fine got beat up worse than a cat left outside with no claws.
Wow. Double prong.
Nice.
Hey, Sergeant Rob from the NYPD, what did you learn on the show today?
Hey, what's up, Bowen? Hey, I learned that if I rub Jackie's cream,
nice.
You guys are the best. Hey, thank the van for the stickers.
All right. I don't know if that made the air.
Yeah, you never know.
Rich, what's going on?
Hey, guys, doing?
Good.
I learned from Norton today that I'll never be able to look at a droopy elephant lip again the same way.
When the hell are you looking at that anyway?
Discovery Channel. I'm very educated.
All right. Very good, Rich. Let's go to Philly and talk to Anthony. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I learned that an unemployed black woman can become a rich sex expert by getting a bunch of undersex housewives to put Vicks Vapor Rub on their stinky clams. You guys rock. Johnny B, rule.
Johnny B!
Thank you, man.
Oh, man. Let's go to Uncle John. He's always good for one. Uncle John, what did you learn on the show?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I learned that during a condom read, you have to pronounce the S in discs.
Yeah, you do.
Later.
All right, there you go. I think we're out of show time here. We're done.
Yeah. Let's go grab the giant pen and sign our contract.
All right. Philly? We got some stuff to give away for Philly. All right, we got a pair of tickets for Ozfest 2001 this Saturday at the Tweeter Center. Winner will also attend 94 WYSP's Ozfeast 4, a private feast. We'll take a random caller right now at 866-277-4WOW. Want to thank all the girls at WOW today. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Heard from a lot of them today. Couldn't get them on the air, unfortunately, because we were busy.
Had things to do.
And Johnny B, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we're out of here. Thank you.
Later.
Хорошо, у них есть эти большие тицки. Whip,
Wednesday.
Off the hook, yo.
Opie and Anthony.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
We love it. I'm going to go grab one now. They just delivered so much beer. We love Sam Adams. We had run out of beer for a while there. And we were sending people out for warm beer. Right, John? Oh, wow, John flipped me the bird.
Oh, look at you guys.
He's feeling a little comfortable.
Oh, look at that.
He's never, ever flipped me the bird. Now he's feeling a little confident.
I
don't think anyone's ever really flipped me the bird in here.
Well, I remember when Jesse got a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
He started off by starting to, you know, flipping the fingers and stuff. Yeah, okay.
Jeez, I feel a little bad. I thought we had a good relationship there, John.
Oh, come on.
You like,
Are you wearing your Spider-Man sneakers today?
No,
not today. Right. Mm-hmm.
Sam Adams, I guess. That's,
Anthony?
That's great beer.
If we're talking about Sam Adams, I got to quickly tell everyone. Sex for Sam 2, details on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sex for Sam 2, details on the way. Another trip to Boston for the fine folks.
Another huge band.
Mm-hmm. And a huge band involved. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sam Adams. Summer Ale won all kinds of awards. It's great for the summer. It really is. Cool, crisp, refreshing summer ale. The ultimate beer to help you stay cool and refreshed this summer. From the fine folks at Sam Adams.
We're just talking to New York right now, right?
Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. We got some stuff to give away to you guys. Thanks for being patient and
dealing with us when we have to explain Whip 'Em Out Wednesday for the 100th time.
18 billionth time.
All right, this is really cool. We got five pairs to give away. We got some tickets to see Clutch at the Trade Winds in Seabright, New Jersey on Sunday, July 22nd. Plus, we're going to throw in Johnny B's latest Jerky Boy CD, okay? So you get the concert tickets and you get the CD. Nice, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Five random callers right now, 877-692-1027. A few tickets still available to see Clutch through Ticketmaster outlets. Okay?
Nice.
With that, we'll do it all again tomorrow. Thank you.